10 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Tell Rough Riders Baseball.
Yeah, I got what you need if you need a little peace. All that stressing out gonna hurt your skin routine. Band is on the run, shout out Paul McCartney. Jesus gonna take the wheel, I'm in the passenger seat. Got my feet hanging out though. Learn from the best, if you can't say it with your chest, then don't say it with your mouth, bro. Name become a household. I remember when they used to say you gonna need more than faith. Well, look how we turned out though.
I got what you need, I promise. Yeah. Don't hold back, you feel good, honest. Leave your frustrations, no expectations. What's it gonna be?
Yeah, what's it gonna be?
I got what you need, no worries. Won't judge it, I ain't no jerk. Even your wildest, your unsaid, your loudest of dreams. So tell me what you need.
Eight minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
I can't wait for you to get here. I can't wait for you to get here. Pictures for picture frames, padlocked with all our names. Just like we planned it, just like we planned it. Coach on an aeroplane, back in my arms again. Just like we planned it, going and landing. I can't wait for you to get here.
7 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. 5 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Hey, feeling good, like I should. Been in the blue walk around the neighborhood. Feeling blessed, never stressed. Got that sunshine on my Sunday best. Every day can be a better day despite the challenge. All you gotta do is leave it better than you found it. It's gonna get difficult to stand, but hold your balance. I just say whatever, cause there is no way you're grounded. Everyone falls down sometimes, but you just gotta know it'll all be fine. It's okay. It's okay, it's okay. Hey, feeling good, like I should.
3 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Oh no, no, we don't lose. Oh no, no, we get loose. Oh no, no, how about you?
Hey, how about you? How about round of afternoon you come on through? That'll take a man right out his blues.
But she got worse, that'll ride around too. That'll put me in the mood. Cause I like to have a minute, maybe more than a few. And we gon' make the most of the time that we do. God, she can fall in love when I get her in the coupe. She's reminded I'm a dupe. Dude, always on the up and up. She go tell her friends that the goat has been hitting the rub. Had to sneak away for a sec while the chunk of bump. Bumping that fun, yeah. Side stay lit. I don't need a chief to be getting my lift. I don't need a band just to live in my grip. Cause I found out with the grind out to the piff like nine. No smoke. I can get real down when I'm broken. I don't see a way out with no hope. But she can keep me cool, calm. That's dope.
And I said, ooh.
Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away.
When all my fears are talking. And my back's against the wall. I'm still standing tall. I'm unstoppable.
Come on.
I'm still right here. I'm unstoppable.
For all the times I gave up midway,
all of them.
For listening to what my so-called friends say.
Remember?
I just know I came too far to quit now. Plus I'm still hungry, need 10 plates. So relax, I'm back. No relapse, just he raps when he hears the track. His story lines up with his glory, all facts. And now I'm just knowing, so thankful for that. When I realized where he took me from, my cry. Cause I remember how I felt when I ain't have none. Finally see a little bit of success, but lose my grandma. It's all a lesson.
Only 1 minute left till Rough Riders Baseball.
So let's celebrate, yeah, let's celebrate, yeah, yeah. We're gonna levitate, there'll be better days, yeah, yeah. Let it resonate, throw the stress away, yeah, yeah. Don't waste another day, come on, baby, let's wake up and celebrate, come on. Celebrate, yeah, I'm celebrating more, ayy. Celebrate, yeah, I'm celebrating more, ayy. Celebrate, yeah, I'm celebrating more, ayy.
Just 30 more seconds.
Whoa, no. Way up, way up we go. Been up and down that road. Way up, oh no. We gon' burn the whole house down. Watch me standing in line. You're only serving lies. You got something to hide.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark. Here's your host, Josh Warden.
It's time for the night's ceremony.
Well, hi, everybody. Live from Dickie Stevens Park in North Little Rock, Arkansas. We are ready to get a six-game road series started as the Frisco Rough Riders took the bus over today to face the Arkansas Travelers. Beginning at 6:35 tonight, the Rough Riders will try to win their second series in a row after closing out a two-week homestand a couple days ago, winning four out of six games against the Amarillo Sod Poodles. Hi again, everybody, on the Rough Riders Baseball Network alongside the voice of the Rough Riders, Zach Bigley. I'm Josh Jordan. So glad to be with you for six games here from North Little Rock as the Riders rematch with the Arkansas Travelers, splitting a six-game series about a month ago back in Frisco. And now the first trip to North Little Rock here in the season of 2023. Frisco is now 17-21 on the season, going 4-7 on the homestand. Did better in the second week, winning 4 out of 6 against Amarillo. And Arkansas is 25-14 on the year. They're in first place out of the Northern Division. Should be a fun pitching matchup today. Jack Leiter takes the hill today for the Rough Riders, trying to continue his really good stretch of late. His last three starts have been impressive. Just a 1.59 ERA in his three starts in the month of May. Overall in the season, he's 2-2 with a 4.38 earned run average. This is his ninth start of the season. His counterpart is Brian Wu, a 2.1 ERA for the Cal Poly product. He's a top 10 prospect in the organization. In fact, checks in at number 6 within the Mariners org. He has a 1.85 earned run average, good for tied for fourth in the Texas League. Brian Wu and Jack Leiter, the starting pitchers today for both the Rough Riders and Arkansas Travelers. Well, coming up here in the pregame show, our voice of the Rough Riders, Zach Bigley, caught up with today's leadoff hitter. We'll give you the full starting lineups later on in the pregame show, but top of the card has Aaron Zavala leading off of the Rough Riders and playing right field. The University of Oregon product just joined the team about a week ago, has gone 4-14 with a home run in the latter part of the homestand, and so the outfielder and former second-round pick will be our guest here on the pregame show coming up when we return from Dickie Stevens Park. First pitch at 6:35 today here from North Little Rock. So glad that you're joining us. Aaron Zavala is next on the Riders Baseball Network.
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the barnstorming Negro League team, the Dallas Black Giants, to the diamond this season at Riders Field. Help us bring one of the earliest professional teams of North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at ridersbaseball.com.
Is your business dealing with inefficiencies? It could be any sort of digital solution distress, workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problems. Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For a quarter century, we've been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and all of North Texas, and are proud to partner with the Frisco Rough Riders.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy a party at the Lazy River for just $25 with a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly, and drafts, and more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Welcome back to the pregame show. We're here in Arkansas for game one of this six-game series. We're joined by outfielder Aaron Zavala, who has newly joined the team after dealing with a bit of an injury here in the offseason. And let's start with that. After missing spring training, how's it feel just to be back here with the club?
Yeah, you know, it's great to get back going again, getting back into live action, getting back with this group of guys. And it's just a really good environment to be out in.
How much does it help that you were here last year and you had the environment where you know a lot of these guys and then you also know a lot of the staff from being there with Hickory?
Yeah, it definitely makes it easier to come in a little bit late and kind of not miss a step, if that makes sense. Just being comfortable around all the staff and my teammates, I'm able to come in and do my routines and have normal conversations with everybody and not have to think twice about it.
Tough injury for you last year during the Arizona Fall League. You just started it, and then of course the elbow injury that popped up. How did you deal with that all mentally at that point?
You know, I was kind of just taking it a day at a time and just knowing that if I take care of today, that, you know, at the end of my rehab, everything's going to work out the way it's supposed to.
Last year was your first full professional season after getting drafted in 2021. What were some of your biggest takeaways that you took from that season?
Playing six games a week is a lot. That was the biggest takeaway. So kind of a learning point coming into this year with kind of how to manage my body and recover better, take care of myself off the field and make sure I don't miss any starts or anything.
Now, beginning with Hickory and then obviously having to figure out managing those six games a week and then coming up here to AA, how difficult was that to kind of, you're in that adjustment, you're into the last part of the months of the season, and then you're also facing tougher competition. How difficult was that coming up here?
Yeah, no, it definitely wasn't easy. An easy adjustment from college, coming into pro ball and stuff, and then making the jump from high A to double A. I was lucky enough to have a good group of guys around me to kind of show me the way, able to learn from some older guys and kind of figure out my own routines and be able to just run with them.
Joined by Aaron Zavala, Rough Riders outfielder. Now, the playoff run was really, really fun with the Rough Riders last year. I know that when you came up to AA, you lit the world on fire and then kind of struggled down the stretch to September. And then that first game of the playoffs against San Antonio, hit the go-ahead home run late in that ball game. What was that home run like for you?
Oh, that was great. You know, after struggling for a little bit, it always takes just one swing away. So for me to be able to get that swing off and kind of build some confidence rolling into that playoff series was big.
What was it like winning the championship with the Rough Riders?
It was awesome. I mean, a lot of the guys were all really close, and so just being able to win together and share the moment with each other was really fun.
Do you remember what you were thinking when you saw that ball going in the air to Kellen?
Game over. We did it.
That last game especially was wild with the back and forth nature and then going to the 10 innings and everything. When you play in a game like that, that has so much meaning after the end of the season especially. So kind of put it all in perspective as to how important the season was and how fun it all was.
Yeah, well, it kind of makes you realize how important every game is, even from April all the way down the stretch to in September, because all those games matter, and just trying to take something to learn from each and every one. And then so when games like that come into play, we're ready for it.
Joined by Aaron Zavala. This team is very talented, and it was very talented last year as well when you were on it. But when you look at the clubhouse that you're walking into and the lineup that you play in, how do you feed off that, and how does that help you perform, especially at the top of the order?
It's just trusting that everybody here is going to be able to do their job. If 1 through 9 and everybody does their job, then that's usually going to result in a good game. And I think there's a lot of trust that goes around our locker room, which is really important.
What are some of your goals going into this season?
Play a full season, just enjoy it, stay in the moment, and just take each day for what it is.
All right, he's Aaron Zavala, Rough Riders outfielder. Aaron, thanks for joining us, and it's great to have you back.
Thank you very much.
We'll return after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
America's pastime shines extra bright this year with the Frisco Rough Riders hosting a home game on 4th of July with a double fireworks show after the game. It's the biggest and brightest fireworks show of the season. A 7 p.m. game on the 4th of July is a can't-miss way to celebrate Independence Day with fireworks galore. See you at Riders Field on Tuesday, the 4th of July, with first pitch against the Midland Rockhounds at 7:05. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days, presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
After two glorious decades of Frisco Rough Riders baseball, it's time to celebrate the 20th anniversary weekend. In the first 3 days of September, Riders Field will travel back in time to 2003 with a blast from the past spectacular. Come out to the ballpark for throwback giveaways Friday through Sunday, September 1st through 3rd, with an alumni autograph session on Saturday. Many former players will be at Riders Field for the 20th anniversary weekend, so book your tickets now to make sure you're here too. Let's ride.
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
It's been a while since the Rough Riders have taken the bus on the road, a two-week homestand that has just concluded a couple days ago, and now we're in North Little Rock, Arkansas. Thanks for joining us, everybody, on the Riders Baseball Network, Game 1 of this six-game series between the Arkansas Travelers and the Frisco Rough Riders, set to get underway in just a few minutes. Here's the starting lineups for both teams, beginning with the host Travelers with their first-year skipper Mike Freeman. He pens out his lineup as follows. The center fielder and leadoff hitter is Jonathan Classe, the birthday boy. He turns 21 today and is the number 12 prospect in the Mariners organization. Hitting second and the right fielder, Spencer Packard. Batting in the three-hole and the first baseman, Robbie Tenorowicz, the reigning Texas League Player of the Week. Hitting cleanup and the designated hitter, Isaiah Gilliam. Batting in the five-hole and the left fielder for Arkansas, Robert Perez Jr. Then it's Logan Warmoth checking in the sixth spot and playing third base. Batting seventh and the shortstop, Connor Hoover. Batting eighth and playing behind the dish, Jake Anchia. And the ninth hitter is the second baseman, Riley Unruh. Jack Leiter will face those nine hitters. He's the starter for Frisco. Meanwhile, Brian Wu is the starter for Arkansas. Here's the hitters that he will face for Carlos Cardoza's squad. It is Aaron Zavala who will lead off for Frisco and play right field tonight. Hitting second and the shortstop today for the Rough Riders is Luis Angel Acuna, who had nine hits against Arkansas in the series against the Travelers back in Frisco about a month ago. Hitting in the three-hole for the Rough Riders tonight is Evan Carter. He will DH today for Frisco with a batting average climbing back over the 300 mark. Hitting in the cleanup spot for Frisco is Thomas Ajayi. He will play second base today. Batting fifth for Frisco is Dustin Harris, and he will play left field. Batting sixth and center fielder today is Kellen Strom. Batting seventh and playing the hot corner, Nick Tanelu, with four home runs last week in the homestand against Amarillo. Batting eighth and playing first base is Trevor Hover. And rounding out the nine is the, Scott Capers, who is the catcher today for the Frisco Rough Riders. There's the starting nine for Frisco, who will take on Arkansas today to begin a six-game road trip. Just 1 week on the road and right back at home. So three out of four series from the middle of May to early June are at home. This is the one road series in this stretch, with the Rough Riders taking the bus out to North Little Rock and playing Arkansas for a second series this season. Frisco splitting a six-game series against Arkansas a month ago. It'll be tough to get a first win today for the Rough Riders. Brian Wu on the mound, a guy who's third in the Texas League in batting average against, holding opposing hitters to just a 175 clip on the season. And Brian Wu has been really effective at limiting opposing hitters. A few walks, few hits. If you just combine walks and hits per inning, otherwise known as WHIP, walks and hits per inning, .82. He's allowing .82 base runners, essentially, per inning. That's tied for first in the Texas League. And perhaps most importantly, an earned run average of 1.85 on the season for Brian Wu. Jack Leiter, though, has been very good of late. Just three earned runs in his last start, and those are the first earned runs he had allowed in May, and three starts so far this month. Really beautiful day for baseball in North Little Rock. 80 degrees as we speak. A little bit cloudy overhead, but mostly blue skies. And should be expecting good weather all week long, with temperatures in the mid to high 80s as the high all week. And mostly sunny skies expected throughout the rest of the week before Frisco returns home next week to face the San Antonio Mission. So some home games coming up starting May 30th when Frisco returns back to town. But right here in a six-game road trip beginning today against the Travelers. Frisco against 17-21 on the season, drawn within three games of .500 before dropping the finale to Amarillo. The Rough Riders had already claimed the series against the Sod Poodles by winning in walk-off fashion on Saturday. Evan Carter delivering the base hit, the single, to score Luis Angel Acuna to close Saturday's game, the first extra inning victory for Frisco this season. But the Rough Riders did lose a pitcher's duel on Sunday to finish out the homestand 4-7, but it ended better than it started. They did not win a game against Wichita in Frisco, went 0-5 against the Wind Surge, but then turned around and won a series against Amarillo to close out the homestand. So Frisco now four games below 500 on the season, while Arkansas is 25-14 on the year. They have not lost very many series this year. They've not even tied very many series. Frisco is one of the few teams that has managed to not get beat in a series. Again, they split, so Frisco can't boast a series win against Arkansas, but the opposite is also true of the Travelers themselves. They were the last team to lose a game in the Texas League this year. They had a 5-0 start after sweeping the opening weekend against Corpus Christi and then won a couple games against Springfield to start that six-game series. They won against Springfield, split against Frisco, so the Rough Riders were the first team to not lose a series to the Travelers, and Arkansas came right back, won 4 out of 6 against Tulsa, and did lose one series before sweeping Northwest Arkansas 6-0. It's the only time that's happened in the Texas League this season, a six-game sweep of any team before they split a series with Wichita as their most recent series coming into this Frisco series here in North Little Rock. So Frisco coming off a 4-7 homestand, and Arkansas coming back home after that road trip up in Wichita, and they're 7-3 in their last 10 games. Beautiful day for baseball. Zach Bigley alongside Josh Warden. Love being here in Arkansas, and should be a good team with Robbie Tenarowitz as the reigning Texas League player of the week. Great hitter. And so Jack Leiter's going to have his hands full, but what we've seen from Jack shows I think he'll be able to be productive again tonight.
Yeah, not only was Robin Tenarowitz the reigning Texas League player of the week, he also hit pretty well against the Rough Riders. Yeah. 409 right. Against them last time these two teams faced off. I'm really interested to see what Jack Leiter we see in this game. It's been really impressive over the last three starts, and we hope that it's an adjustment that can keep going for Leiter. But, you know, just one more start. The next start is a prove-me start for Jack Leiter after the tough start that he got off to last year, and then, of course, this year as well. It's been a great month of May. It'd be great to see him keep that going today.
You can tell the difference between April and May. A 6.75 earned run average for Jack Leiter in April. There were flashes here and there, had a couple good moments in each of his starts, but May, he has put it all together. Each start has been really impressive, and an earned run average of 1.59 so far in this month. He makes another start here in the month of May and is slated to make a couple starts here in this series with a Tuesday game today and six games coming up. That concludes on Sunday before we head back home to Frisco to face the San Antonio Missions. First pitch will be a little bit late, obviously, 6:37 now, but the players are starting to take the field, readying for the national anthem. Well, first pitch coming up here from Dickey Stevens Park in North Little Rock. Frisco and Arkansas begin a six-game series. When we return, Zach Bigley has the call after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning June 4th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The Rough Riders grapple with Texas League opponents night in and night out, and the grappling gets even more dramatic on June 3rd for Lucha Libre Night. Get your wrestling fix at Riders Field with a special appearance from former ECW champion Chavo Guerrero Jr. with the meet and greet during the game, a Crystals de Frisco wrestling mask giveaway, and a mariachi band at the ballpark. You can't miss the Rough Riders on June 3rd. We'll see you at the Diamond and in the wrestling ring for Lucha Libre Night, Saturday, June 3rd at 7:05. Vamos, Quesos!
The party deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third baselines. And when the summer heat hits, add an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
Strom to third. He's steaming around. The relay, not in time.
Up to the wall, and that ball is out of here. Chris sees homers again.
Nick Tanelu with his second homer of the inning.
And now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Riders Baseball Network.
A grand slam for Trevor Hover on opening day.
Ninth strikeout of the evening for Jack Leiter. How about a career high in punchouts through four innings?
Swing and a miss, struck him out, and the Riders win.
The Rough Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003 and reigning Texas League champions.
Strom in, he's under it. He makes the catch! The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions!
And now, let's head out to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Josh Warden.
The Frisco Rough Riders are back on the road as Aaron Zavala steps in from the left side. It's the Rough Riders and the Travelers, game one of six on this beautiful Tuesday in Little Rock. Brian Wu back into his wine, and away we go from Dickie Stevens Park. It's fouled back, and we are officially underway. 6:42 with the game's first pitch, just 7 minutes tardy. It's 83 degrees, our first pitch temperature. Feels like of 85, partly cloudy. 8-mile-an-hour winds blowing in from left field. The right-hander Wu looks in for his sign, and he deals home. It's down low, and it's one ball and one strike. This is Aaron Zavala playing in his fifth game with the Rough Riders. He was our pregame guest today, hitting .286 on the year, four for his first 14. With one home run, Wu peers over his glove, peels back and offers. On the outside corner for a strike, and it's 1-2. Rough Riders coming off of a series victory, winning 4-2. With the Arizona Diamondbacks-affiliated Amarillo Sod Poodles, Arkansas split their six-game series with Wichita. They have the best record, though, in the Texas League. Wu looks over his glove. The right-hander deals in the 1-2. Just high of the zone, two balls and two strikes. Brian Wu, one of the best in the business this year. A 1.85 ERA, is fifth in the Texas League. The 23-year-old, one of the top pitching prospects in the Mariners organization. Looks over the top of his glove and deals in the 2-2 pitch. Swinging a high fly ball out to right field. Easy play for Spencer Packard. He's right there and he makes the catch. One out of the first inning for Luis Angel Acuna.
Now batting his shortstop, number 3, Luis Angel Acuna.
Seventh in the league in batting average, hitting .308 this year. Acuna with 3 home runs, 24 knocked in 37 games. Number 3 prospect in the Rangers organization. In from the right side, Wu with his shoulders squared to the third base dugout, home of the Riders tonight. And he deals home. Right across the outside corner for a strike. 0-1 on Acuna. Wu has had an incredible season. He's making his 8th start of the year, 2-1 with that 1.85 ERA. 49 strikeouts in 34 innings on the year. The 0-1. Low and away, and it's one ball and one strike. Opponents just hitting .175 against Wu. He has the best whip in the Texas League at .82. Anything below one is very, very good. The 1-1. Ground ball foul back behind home, and it's one ball and two strikes on Acuna. Whip is walks plus hits per innings pitch, so it's basically how many base runners you're giving up per inning. He's only allowed 7 runs on the year in his 7 starts, and he makes his second start against the Rough Riders this year. Went 4 innings, allowing just 1 tally. Back on April 22nd in Frisco. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him with a slider off the outside corner. And he strikes out Acuna for the second out of the first inning. Rough Riders split their 6-game series with these Arkansas Travelers in mid-April. It was back in Frisco. Arkansas won games 4-5, and then the Rough Riders won the final game to force the split. It's a 6-3 victory. Evan Carter in from the left side. 2 outs, bases clear, no score, top of the first. First offering. Rip and a miss. Blew it right by him, and it's 0-1. Evan Carter playing in his 33rd game of the season, hitting .302 with 4 homers and 24 RBIs, fresh off an incredible game on Saturday at home. Wu, a deep breath with his shoulders up and down, the 0-1. Fits across the outside corner. He's quickly ahead 0-2. Evan Carter, a 4-hit day, including his first professional walk-off hit. Walk-off single in the bottom of the 10th inning. The Rough Riders took down the Sod Poodles 8-7. Wu winds back in the 0-2 pitch. Carter swings and misses in a high fastball for strike 3. 2 strikeouts in a 1-2-3 first inning for Brian Wu. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. Bottom of the first inning coming up, and Jack Leiter on the hill when we come back. No score between the Rough Riders and Travelers on the Riders Baseball Network.
Frisco may be 1,500 miles from Yellowstone National Park on most days, but not on July 23rd. Join us at the ballpark for Yellowstone Night with a special appearance from Denim Richards, who plays Colby in a hit TV drama, Yellowstone. Plus, grab a Rough Rider / Yellowstone co-branded belt buckle. For a $50 ticket add-on, get access to a pregame meet and greet with Denim Richards and stay to enjoy some Riders baseball. Don't miss Yellowstone Night on July 23rd. Purchase your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
When you're craving the delicious Whataburger Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich, time moves more slowly, like in this commercial. Because waiting for 3 crunchy chicken strips for 9 seconds feels more like an hour. Imagining melty cheese for 8 seconds seems like a fortnight. And picturing tangy buffalo sauce and creamy ranch for 13 seconds is like an eon! Ah, that's a long 30 seconds. But this sandwich is so worth it. Whataburger's Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich. Just like you like it. Back for a limited time at participating locations.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Into the home half of the first inning, Jack Leiter takes over for the Rough Riders on the mound. Jonathan Classe is the first man who stands in. Left-handed batter, Leiter's first pitch. High off the outside corner, and it's 1-1 and no strikes. Classe, Spencer Packard, and Robbie Tenero. It's the 3-2 up for the Mariners affiliate. Leiter back into his wind in the 1-0 pitch. A bunt shown. He pulls back, takes high and away, and it's 2 and no strikes. Rough Riders held scoreless in the top of the first inning. Leiter nods, and the 2-0. Fouled away left side, and it's 2-1. And now it's Jack Leiter's turn in this really good pitching matchup between Wu and Leiter. And if you were to initially just look at the numbers on the season, you might not think that it was as good, the pitch. Just high, and it's 3-1. But these are two of the top prospects in each organization. Leiter, the number 4 prospect in the Rangers organization. Brian Wu is the number 6 prospect in the Mariners org. 3-1 toss. Fouled back. And it's 3 balls, 2 strikes on Class A, the center fielder, who's the number 12 prospect in the Mariners organization. Jack Leiter has seen plenty of the Arkansas Travelers over the last couple seasons. The Travs were the team that the Rough Riders opened at the beginning of the season and the second half with. 3-2. Swinging a foul back this way off to our left. Hangs off the sweet level, and it's still 3 balls, 2 strikes. Leiter is making his 7th career start against Arkansas. He nods yes to the sign. He's back into his windup in the payoff pitch. Just high off the outside corner for ball 4. A walk to Classe. He's at first base, and Spencer Packard steps in.
Number 12, Spencer Packard.
Classe is not a kind of guy you want to give a free pass to. He has 28 steals in 37 games between two levels this year. He stole 55 bases last year. And he's getting ready to take his lead at first base with Spencer Packard, the left-handed batter, in against Leiter. Double play depth up the middle with the Rough Riders in a pull side shift. Leiter stretches and offers into Packard. And before that, he fires over to first. Rough Riders defense behind Jack. Dustin Harris in left field, Kellen Strom in center, Aaron Zavala in right. McTanilu mans third, Luis Angel Acuna is the shortstop. Thomas Ajayi at second, Trevor Hover at first, the pitch. Just high off the outside corner, and it's 1 ball and 0 strikes. Scott Capers does the catching for Leiter, as he's done now in this his 7th out of the 9 starts for Jack. The 1-0 pitch is high. Runner takes off late. The throw down to second. Not in time. Skips off Acuna's glove in a shallow left field. Classe on to third. And he's in there. So his 12th steal of the year here in AA is 29th overall. And Scott Capers commits his 2nd throwing error of the season to allow him to get to third base. 2 balls, 0 strikes on Packard, and already a runner at third and nobody out. Classe takes a huge lead just walking down the third base line, and Leiter's pitch. Swing and a miss, blew a fastball right by him. And it's 2 balls and 1 strike. Jack Leiter on the year, making his 9th start. 2-2 with a 4.38 ERA, but since the calendar turned to May, it's been an entirely different season for him. 2-1. Just a hair inside, 3 balls, 1 strike, and he started 3-1 on back-to-back hitters. In his 3 May starts, he's allowed just 3 earned runs over 17 innings. That's a 1.59 ERA. 25 strikeouts to 5 walks. 3-1 pitch. Down low and inside, he's walked a pair to begin the ballgame today. Close miss on the fastball. And now you got to deal with Robbie Tanerowicz. Tanerowicz, the reigning Texas League Player of the Week, went 12 for 26 in his 6 games at Wichita. 4.62 average. 3 doubles, 2 homers, 4 RBIs. He scored 5 runs as well. Runners on the corners, nobody out. The pitch. This is outside with the first pitch curveball, and it's 1 ball, 0 strikes. No score, bottom of the first inning with nobody out. Rough Riders in their road gray uniforms today, tops and bottoms of the red double R ball cap. It's the home whites today for the Travelers. The pitch, low and outside, 2 balls, 0 strikes, and Leiter's having trouble with his command to start things in this first inning. White tops, white bottoms with black sleeves. Arkansas in red lettering across the chest. The pitch going away, and it's 3 balls and 0 strikes. That being Travelers, I should say, across the chest. Black ball caps as well for the Mariners affiliate. Tanerowicz on the season, hitting 302 with 8 homers and 34 knocked in. Leiter offers in. Just high. Ball 4. He's walked the bases loaded. 3 consecutive walks here in the first inning, and Isaiah Gilliam makes his way to the plate. Scott Capers heads down to the mound, and he'll chat. The 8 home runs for Tanerowicz are tied for 6th in the league, and he draws the free pass here. Jack Leiter had just walked 5 combined in his last three starts and six combined in his last four. And he's walked three here in the first inning. Scott Capers calming him down. Jack's walk rate has gone down significantly. He started off the season walking a fair amount of guys. He walked 14 through his first four starts. And only six in his last four. His walk rate of 13% is still fourth highest in the league. First pitch is inside to Gilliam, and it's one ball and no strikes. His strikeout rate is also fourth highest in the Texas League. And his swinging strike rate is second highest in the Texas League. He's ready in the 1-0 pitch. Check swing on the slider inside. They appeal, and he did not go around. And it's two balls and no strikes, and he started all four hitters 2-0 to begin his ball game. No score, bottom of the first inning. Bases loaded, nobody out for the Travelers. Ladders 2-0. Fouled straight back. Two balls, one strike. No action yet in the Frisco bullpen. Hasn't been the start that Jack Leiter wanted to this ballgame. This is his 20th pitch. He offers it home, and it's drilled to center field. Strom going back to the warning track. Just shy of it, makes the catch. Class A tags from third. So does Packard, tagging from second to third, and it's 1-0 Arkansas. Sacrifice fly to center from Isaiah Gilliam.
Now that is number 14. Left fielder.
There's Robert Perez Jr. Runners at first and third. Tenerowitz held at first base. Perez had three home runs against Frisco in the six-game series when the last met in April. Leiter ready from the stretch. And he rocks home. Fouled straight back. He's ahead 0-1. As we talked about, Leiter making his seventh career start against this Travs team. It's his third this season. Overall in his career, 1-2, a 3.80 ERA. The pitch. Curveball whacked on the ground is short. Acuna up with it onto second for one. So JC onto first for the double play, and Leiter gets out of it with the twin killing. 6-4-3, and he limits the damage despite walking three in the first inning. One run across on no hits and error, and two, making one left on base for the Travelers. 1-0, Arkansas out in front to the top of the second inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
A lot happens in a child's first 5 years. From rolling on their tummy, to crawling, to running and jumping. Or from discovering numbers and letters, to solving math problems and writing stories. From learning to care for themselves, to caring for others, sharing their ideas, and listening, too. It's all part of the Primrose Balanced Learning Approach, where children learn the skills, academic and beyond, that will serve them for the rest of their lives. Learn more about balanced learning at primroseschools.com/Dallas.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
This is former Rough Riders shortstop Jonathan Arnelis, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Into the top of the second inning, Rough Riders trailing 1-0 to the Arkansas Travelers alongside Josh Horton. I'm Zach Bigley. Happy to have you along. Rough Riders 9-9 on the road this year. And they trail 1-0 into the top of the second. Thomas Sejasi deals with Brian Wu on the hill, who winds back and offers. First pitch rides high and inside. It's one ball and no strikes. The Rough Riders went down 1-2-3 in the first inning against Wu, who struck out a pair. The right-hander out of Cal Poly San Luis Obispo winds back in the 1-0. Just low, and it's two balls and no strikes. So JC hitting .296 on the season with three home runs and 24 runs batted in. Went 0-for in the finale on Sunday against Amarillo, but he's had a really good May. 2-0 pitch. On the inside corner at the knees for a strike. 2-1. So JC in May is hitting .356 with an almost .950 on base plus slugging. Wu, a deep breath, peers over the top of a black glove, issues in the 2-1. On the outside edge for a strike with a fastball. 2-2. It's the middle third of the order for the Rough Riders. All three of them have had really good months of May. So JC Harris and Strong. The tough thing is you're starting off this series facing one of the best and one of the hottest pitchers in the Texas League. Wu peers in for his sign. 2-2. Inside, it hits the JC on the back as a breaking ball slipped out of his hand and it hit him right on the elbow guard. A hit by pitch puts Thomas Sejasi aboard. Fourth hit by pitch of the season for Brian Wu. Dustin Harris makes his way to the plate with a runner on for the Rough Riders, trailing 1-0 in the top of the second. Brian Wu was really good his last time out against Wichita. Six innings, striking out 10, allowing just one run, but he did allow seven hits, which was the most he'd allowed all season. The start before that, he was nearly unhittable. Perfect through six innings, seven shutout. Works from the stretch for the first time today and rips in the first pitch. Harris swings, fouls it away left side. It's 0-1. Seven innings, seven strikeouts, just two hits against Northwest Arkansas here at home. That was part of a six-game sweep that the Travelers had against their in-state rivals. They won seven in a row. Six against Northwest Arkansas and one against Springfield 2 weeks ago. The 0-1. High and inside. One ball, one strike. Pretty much almost identically coinciding when the Rough Riders lost seven in a row, just one day apart, those two streaks. Teams going in opposite directions, but the Rough Riders winning their series last week. Arkansas just split. Wu, a long hold, the 1-1, so JC takes off. It's fouled back.
It's a good thing the teams are in different divisions, so you don't have to look at the games back in the standings and see it climbing seven, not exactly coinciding, but almost. But different divisions, and Frisco not all that far out of first place in the South.
The South is much closer right now than the North is. Wu ready from the stretch, and he offers in the 1-2 pitch to Harris. Low. Two balls, two strikes. Arkansas and Tulsa are just one game apart at the top of the North. Wichita's in third place. They're 6.5 games back. While the entire difference between the first place and the last place teams in the South, just 5 games. A much closer division overall. The Rough Riders 4.5 back of Midland in the South. Throw goes over to first, and JC dives back in head first. One on, nobody out. Top of the second inning, 1-0 our score, I should say. Arkansas out in front. You're on the bank of the Arkansas River. Just across the river from downtown Little Rock. We can see it beyond right field. We're in North Little Rock, Arkansas. The pitch taken just low. Harris watches it down, and it's 3 balls and 2 strikes on the Rough Riders left fielder. It is the Arkansas River here in Arkansas. When we go up to Wichita, Kansas, they call it the Arkansas River. It's the same exact river, and the two ballparks are pretty much identical in terms of their distance away from the river. Here's the stretch. And the payoff pitch. Runner takes off. It's flicked foul left side. It's still 3 balls, 2 strikes. Wichita's Riverfront Stadium is just far enough away where it'd be impossible to hit a home run into the river, and likewise here. It's probably a little bit further near Dickie Stevens Park, a park that opened up in 2007. Pole side shift on the infield for Dustin Harris. Wu ready from the stretch. A long hold, still holding, and he pitches home. Fouled straight back again. Harris stays alive. This will be pitch number 8 to him. It's a very pitcher-friendly ballpark, and we talk a lot about the hitter-friendly ballpark of Hodgetown, the home of the Amarillo Sod Poodles. Well, this ballpark is pretty much the exact opposite. San Antonio allowed the fewest home runs in the league last year. Dickie Stevens Park was the only one that was remotely close. They allowed the second fewest home runs in the league last year. Plays very, very big, and the wind usually blows in. Woo, the 3-2. Runner takes off again, and once again, Harris fouls it straight back. 5 foul balls in this plate appearance, and so JC's getting his sprints in at first base.
This happened to Kellen Strom a week ago. He tried to steal 3 times in the same at-bat, and it was also Dustin Harris who was at the plate, and he fouled off the first two, and Strom twice had to go back to first base, all right. And then the third time he tried to steal, and Harris actually helped him out. He singled. Strom went first to third. So it all worked out. Now Sajacy has done 3 times, all foul balls.
All right, let's see what happens if it happens a 5th time. Here's the stretch and the pitch. Runner takes off. This one sent high in the air, twisting down the left field line, and this one will also get fouled.
I think that's a new season record. 4 attempted steals in 1 at-bat. It's not an official stat. Don't quote me on that, but I think so.
It's JC wiping some sweat off the brow, and he looks over and laughs at Carlos Cardoza, his manager and third base coach.
He's saying, I already did my wind sprints during pregame warm-ups. What is this?
The 2 good things are, 1, he's in the shade right now,
yes.
So he doesn't have the sun to deal with, and 2, it's 83 degrees. It's not like it's 100 right now. 3 balls, 2 strikes again on Harris. Woo from the stretch. He fires. It's popped up on the infield. So JC stomps his feet, heads back to first base, and it's caught by the third baseman, Logan Warman.
So 5 times he tried to steal in the same at-bat and ultimately has to return back to first. And both times, the Kellen Strom at-bat from a week ago, it was also Dustin Harris at the plate. So he doesn't love his teammates trying to steal. Good luck with that, guys.
At the very least, Harris drove up the pitch count a little bit. 10 pitches for Brian Wu, and Jake Anchia will go out and chat with his pitcher. 1 out, runner at first base, and Kellen Strom to the plate. Wu looked really good when the Rough Riders saw him in his 4 innings and still trying to work up in his pitch count. He allowed just 1 run in that start in Frisco in mid-April, but he does not look nearly like the pitcher that we saw despite his 2 strikeouts in the first, not elevating the fastball as much. Kellen Strom in from the right side of the plate, hitting over 300 in the month of May. Wu from the stretch, and time called right before he offers it in, a pitch clock violation. Taking too much time, and Strom ahead, 1 ball and no strikes, and it's one of the last things you want to do is give Kellen Strom an extra ball. He's one of the best eyes on the team. 1-0. After the really tough month of April, Strom has the batting average up to 236. The pitch. Just outside, 2-0. Wu has done a wonderful job living in the zone this year. Not going to walk a lot of guys. He has just walked 3 in his last 4 starts. He stretches. The 2-0. Misses away. 3 balls and no strikes. His 5.4% walk rate, 5th lowest in the Texas League. You add in the 2nd highest strikeout rate in the league, and those are really, really good numbers. Look at any real statistic or rate, and he has great numbers in it. His time called again, and it's the 2nd pitch clock violation of the at-bat. Turns into a plate appearance and turns into a walk for Kellen Strom. 2 aboard for the Rough Riders with 1 out.
And it adds to Brian Wu's pitch count because, sure, I mean, pitch clock violations can technically add to it, but he actually threw the ball on both pitch clock violations. So that's just a slight addition to how fatigued you'll get as the game goes along.
Doesn't help things at all. And Nick Tanelu steps in now. Tanalu was the Rough Riders candidate for Player of the Week in the Texas League, hitting four home runs last week. Tanerowicz, who ended up winning it for Arkansas, hit .462. Tanalu hit .333, but four of his six home hits left the park as the first offering is fouled back off catcher Anchia, and it's 0-1. Drove in seven runs last week. Oh, and he only played in five games as well. Hit those four home runs in the first three games of this series against Amarillo. Friday's two losses in that series were very close games. 2-1 on Friday and 3-1 on Sunday. The 0-1. Across the outside corner for a strike. It's 0-2 on Tanalu. And the Rough Riders' Achilles heel during their seven-game losing streak was their pitching. That was their strong point last week. They had the best ERA out of any team in the Texas League, 2-1-3, over the last six games. Runners take their leads. The pitch. Breaking ball, top of the zone. Strike three called. Third strikeout for Brian Wu. Two outs in the second inning. Two aboard for Trevor Hobart.
Now batting his first baseman, number 17, Trevor Hobart.
1-0 Arkansas, top of the second. Hobart hitting .231 in the season with a pair of homers and 11 RBIs in 31 games. Former Arizona State Sun Devil against the former Mustang, Cal Poly San Luis Obispo. Here's the stretch. And Wu, a deep breath, fires home. Down low and inside, one ball, no strikes. Talking to Hover before the game today, he said, the toughest thing about Wu is he gets great extension on his pitch. He sticks with it right through the end of his delivery, meaning he gets a lot of spin on the baseball. And because he releases it so close to you, it looks like it's 103, 104. The pin. Misses outside with a fastball, and it's two balls and no strikes, even though his eater is going 97-98. Says you really have to start early against that fastball, and then you add in that slider. It comes out of the same exact slot. And it can sweep across the zone. Looked like a ball and ended up being a strike. Runners at first and second, two outs. The 2-0. Swinging a drive into center field. Klasse coming on, and he makes the catch on the run. And he robs Trevor Hover of a base hit and an RBI. A line out to center field from Trevor Hover retires the side for the Rough Riders. No runs on no hits, no errors, and two left on base. We go to the bottom of the second. Rough Riders trailing Arkansas 1-0 on the Riders Baseball Network. The Rough Riders Foundation and Zeno Imaging would like to highlight Minnie's Food Pantry as they celebrate 15 years of service and over 24 million meals distributed to families in need right here in North Texas. We want to take a moment to thank all of our volunteers and sponsors for their continued support. For those in need and those wanting to help, please visit minniesfoodpantry.org to learn more. If you can't feed 100 people, you can feed just one. And go Rough Riders!
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Time for the bottom of the second here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Jack Leiter back to the hill for the Rough Riders into the bottom of the second inning. 1-0 Travelers lead it. Logan Warmoth begins things, then Connor Hoover and Jake Anchia. 6-7-8 in the Arkansas order. Jack Leiter threw 22 pitches in the first inning, only 8 for strikes, but only seeded one run. And he rocks home the first pitch to Warman. Swing and a miss and a high fastball, and it's 0-1. Leiter really trying to buckle down with his command in inning number two. hoping for a quick inning. He rocks back here and deals home. Just high, and it's one ball and one strike. What Leiter has done really well in these last three starts is everything, to be honest with you, but especially it's lower the number of pitches per inning. The 1-1. High and tight, and it's two balls and one strike. He threw 22 pitches in that first inning and with three walks. If you look at his first five starts of the year, he averaged 21 pitches per inning. The 2-1 misses away. Three balls, one strike. In his last three starts, where he has a sub-2 ERA, he's averaging just 16 pitches per inning. The 3-1. Strike across the outside corner, letter high, and it's 3-2. And of course, that does a lot of different things, but more than anything, it helps you go a lot deeper in the game. Leiter back into his wind, and he delivers in the payoff. Swinging a high fly ball down the right field line and foul, and it's still three balls, two strikes. Of course, that's the ultimate goal, is to go as deep as you can in the ball game with as much success as you possibly can. But in addition to that, it lowers fatigue on your arm in a current inning. The 3-2. Swinging a fly ball, charged to deep left center field. Strom on the run into the alley, can't get there, it's down. Warmuth around first on his way to second. And he cruises in with a double. The first hit of the game from either side is a double to left center field. Here's Connor Hoover. First hit of the game, and it was hit well. Strom was playing into the opposite field, and he had to run a long way to the pole side of the left center. Connor Hoover steps in. He's hitting just 176 on the season. And he struggled against the Rough Riders earlier this year. First pitch comes across belt high from the outside corner, and it's 0-1. Hoover went just 2 for 13, a 154 average against the Rough Riders. In the back of the left-handed batter's box, the 0-1. Foul back. 0-2 on the shortstop. First batter that Leiter has gone 0-2 on. And that's what we're used to seeing as well, getting ahead in those starts. Back parallel to the ground, he looks in for his sign. Leiter ready from the stretch. And the pitch on the way. Inside. One ball, two strikes. Warmuth takes his lead from second. 1-0 Arkansas, bottom of the second inning. Leiter kicks home. Just inside, two balls, two strikes. The fastball and curveball have been his main two pitches during this stretch. It's all about comfortability for Jack and what he's really working on that given day. The slider was his best pitch last year. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him with a curveball for strike three. Connor Hoover strikes out. It's the first strikeout for Jack Leiter. One away, and Jake Anchia makes his way to the plate. Arkansas leads 1-0, bottom half of the second. Hitting just 207 on the season. Leiter kicks and delivers. Breaking ball low. One ball, no strike. When Leiter has the fastball working, he can work all of his pitches off that pitch. Fastball command is really what he's lived and died upon in pro ball. The 1-0 pitch. Check swing on the slider. They appeal, and he did not go around. Two balls and no strikes. Ray Patchen is our home plate umpire. Casey James, our first base umpire. Clay Williams at third base. The 2-0. Clips the outside edge for a strike. 2-1 with a fastball. Threw a ton of fastballs towards the end of April and then eased up on the pitch just a little bit in these first three starts of May. Still throwing mostly fastballs, and when that thing's at the top of the zone, the 2-1. Swinging a ground ball back up the middle, so JC backhands off the mound from second and throws onto first for the out, two away. Warmuth down to third. Runner at third base, two down for Riley Unroe in the bottom of the second inning. 1-0 Friends. Number three, Riley Unroe. when that fastball is above the belt, it's a lot of swings and misses at him. They're laying off that pitch, it completely changes his game plan. But usually he's able to get a lot of good swings and misses on it. Unroh batting in the nine hole, the pin. Down low and inside, missing, and it's one ball and no strikes. Pitch count will continue to be a concern, though, for Leiter. The 1-0. Misses high. Two balls, no strikes. Already thrown 40 pitches. This next one will be his 41st. He readies from the stretch. Kicks it home. Inside, three balls, no strikes. Rough Riders, 4.5 games back of Midland. It's four series left in the first half. The pitch is at the top of the zone for a strike, 3-1. Say five series left in the first half. Rough Riders will have this one on the road here in Arkansas. Another one at home against San Antonio, then on the road for 2 weeks. Stretch in the 3-1. Inside for ball four. Runners at the corners now. Two outs. Top of the order in Jonathan Klasse. Finish out the first half against Springfield at home in June. So these road trips can be very, very important. Klasse walked and scored in the first inning, the game's lone run. First pitch, swinging a high pop-up up to third base. Nick Tanelu in foul territory. He's under it, and he puts it away to retire the side in the second. No runs on a hit, no errors, and two left on base. Jack Leiter threw two innings, just surrendered one run. We go to the top of the third inning. Rough Riders trailing the Travelers 1-0. And Josh Wharton back on the play-by-play next on the Riders Baseball Network.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month. All in with no hidden fees or contracts. Plus a guaranteed 2-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Hi, this is Everett Bueno with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you are listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Well, it's a 1-0 ball game with the Frisco Rough Riders trailing into the top half of the third inning in Arkansas. Thanks for joining us in the Riders Baseball Network alongside Zach Bigley. I'm Josh Warden. Third inning for the Rough Riders. Scott Capers to lead off against Brian Wu. A righty-righty matchup with Wu dealing the first pitch, breaking ball at the belt. And just called high. Ball won by our home plate umpire, Ray Patchett. Casey James at the first baseline. Clay Williams, our third base umpire tonight. Here is the 1-0 pitch. Capers takes it down the middle this time. And strike one to Scott Capers, leading the team in batting average at .323. A catcher of the team-leading average. Pretty impressive for the right-hand hitter out of Valparaiso. The 1-1. Fastball hit high to shallow right field. Might stay in the infield. Riley Unroh drifting over the second baseman, walked onto the grass, and puts it away to retire Scott Capers. one out and the top of the order coming up. Both starting pitchers with a lot of pitches thrown so far. It could still turn into a pitcher's duel. It's 1-0 right now with Arkansas leading, but Brian Wu throwing 38 pitches through the first trip through the order. It's Aaron Zavala ready to go. The first pitch to Zavala is outside for a ball. 38 pitches through the first nine hitters. Jack Leiter threw even more. He went one time through the order, throwing 43 pitches before returning to the top of the card. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Zavala takes it, letter high, and ball two. He gets ahead 2-0. Jack Leiter got himself in trouble getting to two balls and no strikes in the first inning. Four consecutive batters the first four times. Now he faced a hitter. Now 2-0 this time for Brian Wu. The pitch is taken on the low outside edge. And strike one to Aaron Zavala. He flew out to right field his first at-bat. 4-for-15 just joining the team. Zavala, returning player for the Rough Riders out of the University of Oregon. Is ahead, two balls, one strike, nobody on base for the Rough Riders with one out in the top of the third. Wu into the wind, the 2-1 swung on and laced up the third baseline foul behind Carlos Cardoza, the skipper. Zavala shares a last name with Sebi Zavala with the White Sox. Gets it pronounced wrong here and there. He says the worst he's heard is Zavula. Don't know where that comes from. There's no U in there. Somehow he's gotten Zavula a couple times. It's Zavala. 2-2 to Aaron Zavala. The pitch is swung on and grounded. Opposite side, this time first base portion of Dickey Stevens Park. I would understand Zavala. That would make sense. Zavula, that's a tough sell. Cannot give credit on that one. No partial credit for Zavula.
That's like you being Worden?
Worden. Yeah, it's Worden, but I'll give partial credit to Worden. That's understandable.
Worden.
Two balls, two strikes to Zavala. The pitch is swung on, and he fouls it the other way again. He's alternated foul balls. Third base side, first base side, goes back to third base side and providing souvenirs to fans of every juncture around the ballpark. Nobody on base for the Rough Riders with one out. Yet another 2-2 pitch. And the 45th of the night for Brian Wu is swung on and missed. Zavala finally cannot fight it off. And he punches out on a fastball. The fourth strikeout of the day for the right-hander, Brian Wu. A lot of strikeouts this season for Brian Wu. 53. Now on the season. There's only two guys in the Texas League coming into tonight with more. One of them is Jack Leiter, the other starting pitcher tonight. Two outs, nobody on. 1-0 Travelers. The first pitch to Luis Angel Acuna. Grounded off the end of the bat. Soft roller to second. Unroh scoops it up on the run and throws it away. Acuna is safe. Backing up is Anchia, the catcher. Acuna stays at first. And they'll call it a hit. Luis Angel Acuna racing up the first baseline. Draws the throw from Unroh. Would have been a bang-bang play. I think Acuna would have been safe. And we'll never know, but Unroh throwing wild to the right of the first baseman, Tinerowitz. And Luis Angel Acuna earns a base hit, an infield single, which is the first hit of the day for the Rough Riders. The 11th batter of the evening. Now it's Evan Carter to the plate. Two outs, runner at first, representing the tying run. Brian Wu working out of the stretch now. And the righty fires into Carter. Acuna stealing a foul ball third base side. Luis Angel Acuna looking for his 18th stolen base of the season. His older brother, Ronald Acuna, drew some headlines yesterday with his steal of third base on a walk. Ronald did that in a game for the Braves. Yesterday against the Dodgers, stole third. It's a live ball after a walk. Here's the 0-1 to Carter. It's inside, evens the count. Matt Olson was the hitter and four straight balls, and Acuna was at first base, so he's awarded second. He's jogged up just like anybody else would and saw that nobody was really paying attention, sprinted to third, and dove in head first without a throw. Gets credit for a steal. His younger brother at first base, Evan Carter, the batter. The 1-1 pitch is actually a throw over to first, and Luis Angel gets back. Two-out single for Luis Angel Acuna, a 21-year-old. 17 stolen bases on 17 tries this season for the Frisco Rough Riders. One ball, one strike to Evan Carter. And Chia, the catcher, sets up on the outside. The pitch goes inside and low. And a 2-1 count from Brian Wu.
It just feels like this is the year for Ronald Acuña. Feels like he's finally healthy after a couple of years where he played, but he wasn't necessarily a 100%. And just has the MVP type of feel this season. And the Braves are playing some amazing baseball.
And to be just 25, beginning of his prime. The pitch to Carter, swung on, a hard hit ground ball to Unroh. The second baseman fields it and throws to first in time and puts away the side. A two-out single for Luis Angel Acuña, but nothing else for the Rough Riders. And they're still scoreless through three innings. It's the Travelers 1 and the Rough Riders yet to score as we move on to the bottom of the third inning from Dickie Stevens Park on the Riders Baseball Network.
As a baseball fan, you live for the thrill of watching your team move around the bases. You join the roar of the crowd, live through the highs and lows, and push your team to victory. At the storehouse of Collin County, we believe when our neighbors win, we all win. By providing food, clothing, education, and life-changing resources, we help our neighbors move toward victory one day at a time. Donate or volunteer today at thestorehousecc.org.
2 months of free electricity after you sign up for Rhythm Energy's 2 months free 24 plan? Now that's a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Frisco Rough Riders fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. With some of the country's leading orthodontics right here in the DFW area, we love to see Rough Riders fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consultant. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, the official smile providers of minor league baseball.
It's time for the bottom of the third on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Well, Jack Leiter retakes the hill for the Frisco Rough Riders, trailing 1-0 to the Arkansas Travelers, home half of the third here in North Little Rock. It's Spencer Packard, Robbie Tenorowicz, and Isaiah Gilliam who will come to the plate for Arkansas to face Leiter. Second time through the lineup so far for Jack. And the former Commodore of Vanderbilt tries to keep it a 1-0 game for Frisco. His first pitch to Spencer Packard is taken high and away, ball one. The bad news for Leiter is that both innings so far have started out poorly. He walked the first three guys in the first inning. Here's the 1-0 to Packard. It's inside, almost hit him. It skips off the dirt and, in fact, did skip into his leg. And a hit by pitch skips off the front leg of Spencer Packard and is the fifth free pass that Jack Leiter has conceded today. So for the third straight inning, Leiter allows the leadoff man aboard. Last inning, it was a double, but Leiter stranded Logan Warmoth later that inning. So the good news is he's allowed just one run. Bad news is he's allowed a lot of base runners, and the pitch count is high. This will be his 47th pitch. It comes in to Robbie Tenorowicz, a curveball that stays upstairs, and ball one. Tenorowicz continues to rise his on-base percentage. Against Frisco alone, he got on base over half the time in that series. Here's the 1-0. It's high under the chin, ball two to Tenorowicz. 536 on base percentage in that series alone to Frisco. It's not even that much higher than his season average. He bats over 300. The 2-0 pitch to the right-hand batter and first baseman tonight is inside on the fastball, hits the corner for strike one. Two balls and a strike to Robbie Tenorowicz, who also leads the team in doubles and home runs. So he gets on base like a scrappy leadoff hitter who gets base hits, but he slugs like a cleanup hitter. Batting in the three hole. The runner at first. Here's the 2-1 pitch. It's on the outside half for a strike. Tenorowicz started to swing at the fastball and held back. And it was called a strike, and now he requests time. We had two balls, two strikes from Jack Leiter. Leadoff man aboard. Nobody out in the bottom of the third inning, and Arkansas ahead 1-0. Tenorowicz's highest batting average in a season so far in his career. He's 28 years old. He hit 295 back in 2017, back in single-A ball. That's his best ever. Here's the 2-2 pitch to Tenero. It swings at a breaking ball and hammers it to right field. Zavala back to the warning track. Up against the wall, makes the catch. A step or two in front of the fence. And he puts it away. Tenero, it's got a lot of that ball, but not quite all of it. And the yard holds it to deep right field. One out. Spencer Packard returns to first base. And Isaiah Gilliam, the batter. And the home half of the third inning, still 1-0 Arkansas. Gilliam, who has the only RBI tonight for either team. Left-hand batter, first pitch to him is high and away. Ball one to Gilliam, who had a sacrifice fly in the first inning to center field. Middle infield, somewhat towards double play depth, but Thomas Ajayi pretty far from second base, playing to the right side. The 1-0 is down the plate on the lower part of the zone for a strike. And one ball, one strike to Isaiah Gilliam. Luis Angel Acuna almost directly behind second base, but he might have to take it to the bag himself if he gets an opportunity for a double play. A 1-1 pitch to Gilliam. Breaking ball up and in. And two balls and a strike to Isaiah Gilliam, hitting .289 on the season with four long balls. He's the designated hitter tonight. He's done his job so far with an RBI. Now he has a runner at first and one out. The pitch swung on and hit foul, blooping over the netting on the third base portion of Dickey Stevens Park. First trip here on the season, second series between these clubs. Frisco winning 3 of 6 games back at Riders Field. A month ago. Two balls, two strikes to Isaiah Gilliam. Breaking ball swung on and whiffed. Jack Leiter punches him out. Strikeout number 2 on the evening for the right-hander Jack Leiter. His 56th strikeout of the season. And after hitting the first batter this inning, he's retired the next two. Robert Perez Jr., the hitter, with a 1-0 Arkansas lead, bottom of the third. And just a runner at first for the Travs. 56 strikeouts this season for Leiter, even better than last year when struck out a lot of guys. First pitch to Perez is on the outside for a strike, a throw down to first, but not in time to get Packard. Leiter, though his ERA was a little bit high last year, he did show good strikeout numbers, more than one per inning, which is a healthy number. 109 strikeouts in 92 innings. The 0-1 swung on and missed, breaking ball in the dirt. Perez went after it, and he's down 0-2. This year, Leiter has thrown 37 innings, so about 40% as many innings as last year, but he struck out half as many, so he's even at a higher clip. 54 strikeouts in 37 innings. The 0-2 swung on and missed. How about another strikeout? Back-to-back punch outs to end the inning. High fastball, and Leiter blew it by him. Leadoff hit by pitch, but he strands him at first. And three strikeouts on the evening for Jack Leiter. Through three innings for the Rough Riders, it's 1-0 Arkansas at Dickey Stevens Park on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days, presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The stars shine bright in North Texas, and the great outdoors are on special display at Riders Field on June 24th. Arrive early to the ballpark for a camo hat giveaway and enjoy activities from Texas Parks and Wildlife, as we also celebrate Boy Scouts of America Night. Plus, June 24th is Whataburger Food Bank Night, with donations benefiting the North Texas Food Bank, including canned goods or cash donations at the Whataburger tent. Get tickets now for June 24th at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
This is Evan Carter with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
middle of the order for the Frisco Rough Riders. It's the cleanup hitter, Thomas Ajayi, to the plate to lead off against Brian Wu and the Arkansas Travelers through three innings from Dickey Stevens Park. The Rough Riders with no runs on one hit and one error. And the Travs with one run on one hit, no errors. The first pitch from Brian Wu. Ajayi swings and drills it to left field. Perez running back to the warning track. It skips up against the wall. Ajayi up to second. He cruises in for a first pitch leadoff double. And the Rough Riders are in business in the top of the fourth inning. JC hammering it to the base of the wall. It landed a couple feet in front of the fence. And Thomas nabs his eighth double of the year and wasted little time. Just the second hit of the day for the Rough Riders and the first extra base knock. He's in scoring position for Dustin Harris. Tying run at second, so JC takes his lead. Harris steps in. The second pitch of the inning and the first to Harris is swung on, fouled back. Thomas Ajayi doubling. He's gotten aboard both times today. He got hit by a pitch in the second inning. Rough Riders have gotten three base runners today, so Ajayi accounting for two of them. Here's the 0-1 offering from Brian Wu. It's inside, backs away Dustin Harris from the dish. Harris popped out to the third baseman in his first at-bat. He's 0-1. Runner at second for the Rough Riders, trying to get their first run of the ball game against a really good pitcher in Brian Wu. Right-hander set for the 1-1 offering. Here it comes. Fastball grounded foul at the first base side. Brian Wu is the number 6 prospect in the Seattle Mariners organization. He's the top prospect who will play today for the Travelers. They do have one guy higher, the AA crew. That's Emerson Hancock, a pitcher who's the fourth prospect in the org. But Wu getting the start today. Here's the 1-2 offering to Dustin Harris. He swings and lifts it to shallow left field. Logan Warmoth going back. He gives way to the shortstop, and Connor Hoover makes the catch at the back of the infield. And Dustin Harris is retired in his second pop out of the day. And there's one out with Kellen Strom coming up next. Runner at second for the Rough Riders, trailing by one. And there's one out in the fourth inning. Kellen Strom to the plate at a San Jose State University, facing Brian Wu, the former Mustang out of Cal Poly, San Luis Obispo. First pitch to Kellen Strom is on the outside portion for a strike. They both played for the same summer league team in different seasons. Brian Wu played for Peninsula, a team up in Alaska, in Kenai, Alaska, summer of 2016, collegiate summer ball crew. Here's the 0-1 to Kellen Strom with a runner at second. A slider, he swings and misses, gets behind 0-2. Kellen Strom played for the same team in Alaska in 2017. That was after his freshman year at San Jose State. So they didn't overlap. They've never met each other. Playing and facing each other right now. Wu the pitcher, Strom the hitter. 0-2. Here's the pitch, a slider inside, and ball one. They both participated in a tradition that has existed since 1906. That is the midnight game in Fairbanks, Alaska, where they start a game played during midnight, right when up in Alaska the sun basically never sets. Here's the 1-2. Kellen Strom takes it outside. Two balls and two strikes. Start to use the game around 11 p.m. They play through the midnight hours, and the sun dips below the horizon for about an hour, but it never gets dark up during the summer in Alaska, so they have one game a year, the midnight game on the summer equinox. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Strom takes it outside. It's now 3-2 after he was behind, no balls and two strikes. So JC at second, hoping to get around and score the tying run in the fourth inning. Kellen Strom has shown good patience. He did walk in the second inning off of Brian Wu. Three balls, two strikes, and one out. Here's the payoff. Strom takes it outside, ball four. Goes 0-2, and then four balls, and Strom earns a walk. So JC holds pat at second base, and Nick Tanelu is next.
for this game that was billed as a great pitching matchup, and you think it's 1-0 right now, and wow, you'd be like, wow, both pitchers have really dominated. That's been far from the case.
Yeah.
Both pitchers have really struggled with their command, thrown a lot of pitches. We've seen a lot of base traffic. It still is just 1-0, though. The Rough Riders have a chance to change that.
It's hard to say what's more surprising, how many balls and how many base runners, or the fact that they've worked around it and allowed just one run combined.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So give them credit, but also fair to have questions about performance so far. First pitch to Nick Tanelu here in the fourth inning is swung on and missed. 0-1 to Tanelu, right-hand hitter, playing third base today, has two runners aboard. The tying run and go-ahead run on the base pass for the Rough Riders. Top half of the fourth inning here in the opening game of the series. Brian Wu looks back at second base. The right-hander deals the 0-1, a slider away. Got Tanelu to consider swinging. He holds back. And the count is even at 1-1. Trevor Hover on deck. He's a left-hand batter. Tanelu at the plate, a right-hand hitter. Brian Wu, the righty, comes set with his glove in front of his belt. Wiggles the foot, now comes set and deals. Fastball hit high to the right side, foul. It'll get into the seats. Robbie Tenorowicz got as close as he could. A nice catch by a fan. Brought the glove out to the ballpark and made use of that mitt. And a souvenir here at Dickie Stevens Park. Nick Tanelu now will try to plant a ball in the outfield grass somewhere or fight off a two-strike pitch. He's down one ball and two strikes. So JC at second. Kellen Strom at first. One out. Brian Wu ready to go. Here's the pitch. Swung on and fouled a similar spot, but higher. And foul out of the ballpark here in North Little Rock. Just a one-week road trip for the Rough Riders. Will face San Antonio at home a week from today. Another six-game homestand for the Rough Riders. Trying to start out this road trip in a good fashion. Down 1-0 in the fourth inning. Another 1-2 pitch to Nick Tanelu. Here she comes. Breaking ball inside. Hit him up high. And it loads the bases on a slider that hit him below the neck on his back. He turned away from it and hit him on his nameplate or thereabouts. And a hit by pitch on a two-strike offering from Brian Wu. It's the second batter that he has nailed today. Both of them on breaking balls. And this one loads the bases with one out.
And that brings Trevor Hover to the plate, who has the hardest hit ball outside of that. So JC double for the Rough Riders, a line out to center back in the second inning. It's kind of odd. I mean, you know, we talked about the command for Brian Wu being so good. It's been the command that's let him down so far, not only in this inning, but in this start. Came in with just four hit by pitches all season, and he's hit two already. He came in with not very many walks as well, and he's already walked two. So it's kind of crazy to see kind of the downfall in this highly billed matchup.
Michael Peoples, the pitching coach for the Travelers, walking off the mound after a mound visit. Brian Wu, the Oakland kid, Cal Poly product, first in the league in preventing base runners. Walks and hits per inning, tied for first. Well under one per game, which is impressive, .82 to be exact. But there's three base runners this inning. None of them have scored yet. Trevor Hover at the plate to try to change that with three runners aboard, one out, top of the fourth inning. A 1-0 lead for the Travelers, and that lead in jeopardy. Here's the first pitch from Brian Wu to Trevor Hover. He takes it on the outer half for a strike. And it's 0-1.
Got to mention, with the bases loaded, Rough Riders six grand slams, most in all minor league baseball.
Trevor Hover had one of them, the first one of the season. It was on opening day. Here's the 0-1 pitch to the ASU product. He takes it at the knees for a strike. Brian Wu hitting the outside corner and then the down inside corner. And he quickly gets ahead, nothing and two on Trevor Hover. Has two home runs that opening day one, being the grand slam of the two. Here's the 0-2 pitch with the bases loaded and one out. Hover swings, a foul tip almost held onto by Jake Anchia, the catcher. Had it in his grasp for a moment. It falls down in the dirt in front of him. And the at-bat continues for Trevor Hover. Struck out on a slider, or pardon me, he lined out to the center fielder in the second inning to conclude the second. Here's the 0-2 pitch to Hover. A slider way outside. And ball one. Wu struggling a bit. He's hit two batters with that slider, and that one almost would have hit a batter had Hover been in the opposite batter's box. Hitting from the left side, bases loaded. So J.C. at third being the tying run. There's one out. The 1-2 pitch from Brian Wu. Swung on, lined up the middle over the shortstop. It lands in for a base hit. So J.C. scores. Strom around third. He scores. The Rough Riders take the lead on a 2-RBI base knock by Trevor Hover. Looped it into shallow left center. And Hover gets aboard with a 2-RBI knock. Nick Tanelu got up to second, was almost backpicked there by Jonathan Classe, threw back behind him, but Tanelu dove back in safely. And there's still only one out in the fourth inning, and the Rough Riders have their first lead of the ballgame. It's 2-1 Frisco. Scored Strom for second as the go-ahead run, so J.C. could trot home from third. Now it's Scott Capers to the plate, and there's still two runners aboard for the Rough Riders. And they have the lead, 2-1. First pitch to Capers, breaking ball that cuts over the middle for strike one. So Trevor Hover getting a big RBI, his 14th and 15th of the season. Didn't need a grand slam, still got the lead on a little blooper to the outfield grass. He's at first. Tanelu at second. The 0-1. Slider that's drilled to left field. Perez running back. He'll stop in front of the warning track. Make the catch. Tanelu tags. He's coming in from second base. The throw in is in time. Tanelu trying to avoid the tag. He can't. And the inning is over. A 7-5 double play as Robert Perez Jr. guns him out at third base. Tanelu was about a third of the way to third base before running back to second to tag and then reverted course to third and got tagged out to end the frame. The Rough Riders get a 2-RBI single by Trevor Hover. Two runs on two hits. No errors and one left aboard. 2-1 Frisco into the bottom of the fourth inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
Is your business dealing with inefficiencies? It could be any sort of digital solution distress, workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problems. Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For a quarter century, we've been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and all of North Texas, and are proud to partner with the Frisco Rough Riders.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
This is Dustin Harris, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Well, bottom of the fourth inning, and the Frisco Rough Riders playing with the lead for the first time here at Dickey Stevens Park. Jack Leiter has a one-run cushion to work with. The right-hander comes back to work in the bottom of the fourth inning, facing the second half of the order. Logan Warmuth to the plate to lead off the bottom of the fourth. 2-1 Frisco. Jack Leiter into the wind, and the righty deals a breaking ball upstairs. And ball one to Warmuth, who also led off the second inning, as he's doing here in the fourth, and he doubled to left center. Here's the 1-0. He takes high for ball two. Leiter struggling a bit with command, mostly missing off the plate, but that one to Logan Warmuth in the second inning, down the middle on a fastball. Here's the 2-0. A fastball lifted foul on the right side. Right down the pipe, and Warmuth doubled to left center, but he did not score that inning, stranded at third base. Leiter has allowed just one run so far, albeit with four walks conceded. The 2-1, fastball on the outer half. He evens the count at 2-2. His pitch count up to 63 for Jack Leiter here in the fourth inning. The 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball swung on and missed. Logan Warmoth couldn't find it. And strike three from Jack Leiter, who's punched out three in a row and four in the ballgame. So Leiter now to face Connor Hoover, who was the first strikeout victim of the day. Wasn't until the seventh hitter that Leiter recorded a strikeout, but he's been cruising since. First pitch to Hoover is high and away for a ball. And 1-0 to Connor Hoover. 2-1 Frisco. 2-1 lead for the Rough Riders in the bottom of the fourth inning. One out, the base is empty. Leiter back to the wind in the 1-0 pitch. Fastball cued up the third baseline, foul at the very end of the bat. So Leiter's pitch count fairly high, 66 pitches, but even more for Brian Wu, who had to go 38 pitches through the first time through the order, and the second time wasn't much easier. Wu has now gone through the lineup exactly twice and 35 more pitches the second time through. So he's thrown 73 pitches for the Travelers and will have to go through the third time of the order if he does come back out. Here's the one ball, one strike pitch from Jack Leiter. Hoover takes it inside, ducks away from it. Kind of raised his arms and backed away from a fastball that nearly caught the shoulder. Two balls, one strike with the bases empty and a one out. The left-hand hitter, Hoover. The pitch, swung on and missed. Fastball down the pipe for strike two.
We're seeing kind of a different Jack Leiter, though, from that first inning. It feels like he's getting a lot more swings and misses, and even though he did walk one and hit one, he has attacked batters at a lot more consistency.
The 2-2, breaking ball that's fouled back. Slider, then Jack Leiter looking for the outside corner on it. Nobody throwing for Arkansas currently in the bullpen. So Brian Wu will likely come out for another inning with his 73 pitches on the night so far. He's gone four innings, finally allowing a run last frame. It's 2-1 Frisco. The 2-2 pitch from Jack Leiter. Fastball just got a piece of it. Connor Hoover swung underneath and fouls it directly back. Jack Leiter, who has not allowed a base hit since the leadoff man in the second. Logan Warmoth is the most recent to get a hit, and he just got revenge striking out Warmoth, and now his two strikes on Connor Hoover. The 2-2 pitch to Hoover from Jack Leiter is on the inside, a check swing. He held back, and the count is full. Frisco totaling three hits, just one so far for the Travelers, just that one for Warmoth. Here's the payoff pitch from Leiter. It's taken inside and a breaking ball that missed the inside corner, and Jack Leiter has walked five in this ballgame. Walked the first three guys. One more in the second, one more in the fourth inning. And the first base runner he has allowed since the leadoff man in the third. Now with one out in the fourth inning, Jake Anchia is the hitter. Righty-righty matchup with the middle infield squeezing a bit towards double play depth, but Luis Angel Acuna staying towards the hole. A throw over to first. A pretty good-sized lead for Connor Hoover, but he did dive back in time. Leiter has walked five this season. It was against Arkansas back in the 23rd of April. He ties that with his fifth walk today. He's walked six one time in his career. Here's the first pitch to Anchia, breaking ball that nabs the bottom of the strike zone. And he gets ahead of Anchia, 0-1. Thomas Ajayi, the other half of the middle infield, double play combo, pretty close to second base. Big hole to the right side of the infield. The 0-1, Anchia swings and hits it well to center field, but Kellen Strom has room. He moves back a few steps, makes the catch, throws it back in. Connor Hoover starting a tag from first, but holds. And there's two outs here in the fourth inning.
Next up is number three,
Riley Unroe is the batter. The lights are on here at Dickey Stevens Park, but still pretty light out as we approach the 8 o'clock hour. Game that got started at 6:42, and pleasant temperatures starting in the low 80s, and we'll stay into the 70s for most of today's ball game. Two outs, runner at first. Unroe takes outside, capers, had it clip off his glove and go to the backstop, and Connor Hoover advances to second base. pass ball is ruled against Scott Capers, who had to kind of try to backhand it, clipped off the heel of his mitt. And he'll be charged with a pass ball. Advances Connor Hoover into scoring position with two down. He is the tying run in the fourth inning. As Arkansas, which just gave up the lead, would like to reclaim it or at least cancel out Frisco's advantage. 2-1 Rough Riders, bottom of the fourth inning. A pitch, swung on and missed. Good looking fastball in the upper half of the zone. Evens the count to Riley Unroe. 229 average for Unroe, who walked in the second inning and was stranded on the base paths. Here's the 1-1, runner going from second. It's outside for a ball, no throw to third. And a stolen base for Connor Hoover. Took the easy route to second base on a pass ball, took the harder route to third on a steal. And no play at third base, he dives in, but no throw that way. And he's 90 feet away from tying this ball game up in the fourth inning. There are two outs. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Fastball hit well to center field, but Kellen Strom will hold right where he started. Takes one step in, one more step in. He makes the catch, and the inning is over. So a runner gets to third off of Jack Leiter, but no further. And the Rough Riders hold on to the lead that they just got last inning. 2-1 Frisco through four innings. Zach Bigley returns in the play-by-play after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
America's pastime shines extra bright this year with the Frisco Rough Riders hosting a home game on 4th of July with a double fireworks show after the game. It's the biggest and brightest fireworks show of the season. The 7 p.m. game on the 4th of July is a can't-miss way to celebrate Independence Day with fireworks galore. See you at Riders Field on Tuesday the 4th of July with first pitch against the Midland Rockhounds at 7:05. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
This is Matt Watley, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Aaron Zavala to start things for the Rough Riders in the top of the fifth inning. Frisco leading 2-1 in this opening game of the series against the Arkansas Travelers. Top of the order, due up against Brian Wu after the Rough Riders scored two runs against him in the fourth. Right-hander back again into his wind. And the first pitch. Slips across the outside corner for a strike. It's 0-1. Zavala 0-2 with a flyout and a strikeout today. Wu winds back. And the right-hander offers in the 0-1. Inside and low, nearly hit him, and it's one ball and one strike. The two runs allowed, just the third time this season in eight starts that Brian Wu has allowed two or more runs. It's been one run or nothing the rest of the way. 1-1 pitch. High strike on the outside corner, and it's one ball and two strikes on Zavala. Wu was a guy who wasn't entirely sure where he was going to go to college initially, an Oakland native. The 1-2. Down low and inside again. It's two balls and two strikes. Cal Poly San Luis Obispo was actually the only school that offered him as just a pitcher, which is what he wanted to do. All the other schools were looking at him being a two-way player. He nods yes to the sign and delivers home the 2-2. High off the outside corner, and it's three balls and two strikes, and he found success there at Cal Poly. He was expected coming into his final season there to be either a midweek rotation guy or possibly a late back end of the weekend guy. The pitch. High and away for ball four, and Aaron Zavala draws a walk. Another walk for Aaron Zavala. That's his fifth in five games with the Rough Riders. Luis Angel Acuna steps in. 2-1 Frisco, top of the fifth inning. Zavala at over 500 on base percentage his final year at the University of Oregon. And over 400 on base percentage in his 2 years in the minors. And he continues that on-base machine. Leads off of first pitch to Acuna. This is high and away, and it's one ball and no strikes. Brian Wu was selected in the sixth round by the Seattle Mariners out of Cal Poly San Luis Obispo in 2021. He deals in the 1-0. Acuna swings, pops it up right side, foul territory. Tenero hits the first baseman, backpedals, and makes the catch just shy of the warning track. One out, runner at first for Evan Carter. 2-1, Rough Riders lead it, top of the fifth inning. They moved Wu quickly up through the organization as a 22-year-old last year. Began the season in Arizona, made six starts in low A and seven starts in high A. Here's the stretch in the first pitch to Carter. He swings, lines it in the left field, in for a base hit. Zavala goes up to second. And Evan Carter singles to the opposite field, his first hit of the day. And the Rough Riders' fourth hit tonight.
Now batting is number 12.
Thomas Ajayi now. He's doubled and has been hit by a pitch so far today. Came in to score the game's first run for the Rough Riders in the fourth inning. Great to see Evan Carter picking it back up after a really tough start to the month of May. Four hits on Saturday, had the day off on Sunday, and then one for 3 days so far in the opener of this six-game series. Thomas Ajayi in from the right side to the first pitch. Down the heart of the plate, upper edge for a strike, 0-1. Ajayi continues to hit as well. Hitting well over 350 this month. Here's the stretch. And the 0-1. High off the outside corner, and it's one ball and one strike. So JC and Carter, roommates and best friends. They have been ever since they were drafted together in 2020. Stretch in the 1-1. Breaking ball, top of the zone for a strike, and it's 1-2. And they both said that it's kind of crazy how quickly they have become best friends. They've kind of been moved up the organization together as well. And so JC has even said, it's pretty cool having your best friend be a superstar. you don't get that very often. But it's not like so JC is any slouch either. He's a prospect in this Rangers organization. And he's coming right up on Carter's heels in terms of batting average. Here's the stretch. Right-hander looks back towards second, issues in the 1-2. Swinging a foul out of play to the right side, and it's one ball and two strikes. Entering into today's game, Evan Carter was hitting 302. Thomas Ajayi hitting 296. Carter definitely has the edge in OPS thanks to a much better on-base percentage. He walks a lot more than his buddy. They both had incredible seasons. The pitch home. Swinging a little pop-up off the end of the bat. First base side, foul territory. Tenerowitz over towards his own dugout, and he makes the catch with a warning track. Zavala tags from second on his way to third. Head first slide in, and he's safe. Wow, gutsy play from Aaron Zavala. Just able to make it in as the Rough Riders nearly make the third out at third base twice consecutively. But instead, it's a good piece of base running as it worked for Aaron Zavala. Two outs, runners on the corners. Dustin Harris steps in.
Yeah, halfway to third base, that looked like a really bad decision. But then, right as he was diving in, the throw just off the line. It was a good throw, not a great throw. And Zavala just got in ahead underneath the tag.
So now runners on the corners for the Rough Riders for Harris, who's popped out twice. Right-hander's first pitch. Swinging a high pop-up again on the infield. It's the catcher, Anchia, who gets rid of the mask right near home plate and reaches out to his left to make the catch. side comes to a close for the Rough Riders despite two base runners in the fifth inning. No runs on a hit, no errors, two left on base for Frisco. We go to the home half of the fifth inning. We're halfway home from Dickie Stevens Park. It's the Rough Riders 2 and the Travelers 1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free, presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
We're back with the bottom of the fifth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Home half of the fifth inning in North Little Rock, Arkansas. Happy you're with us alongside Josh Horton. I'm Zach Bigley. 2-1 Rough Riders. Jonathan Classe to the plate to start things off. It's the top of the order against Jack Leiter, who peels back and offers. A bunt shown. He takes a high strike, and it's 0-1 as he pulled back. Classe walked and was a havoc on the base paths in the first inning. Stole second, reached third on an error, and tagged and scored on a sac fly. The pitch cut on and missed, and it's 0-2. Jack Leiter will be pitching in his final inning more than likely in this fifth. Rough Riders do have some action out in their bullpen, though nobody throwing quite yet. He rocks in the 0-2. Down low and inside, and misses, and it's one ball and two strikes on the curveball. 81 pitches for the right-hander. Majority of that coming in the first pair of innings. He delivers home. Swinging a high pop-up outside of third and foul. One ball, two strikes. 22 pitches, just 8 for strikes in the first inning. And just over 20 in the second inning as well. He nods yes to the sign from his catcher, Capers. The 1-2 pitch on the way. Just high and inside with a fastball. Two balls and two strikes on Classe, who turns 21 years old today. A happy birthday to the center fielder. One of the top prospects in the Mariners organization. Leiter's 2-2. Ground ball foul. First base sign, and it's still two balls and two strikes. Classe had two home runs on Sunday. Was called up from High A Everett a couple weeks ago, playing in his 17th game. 2-2. Fouled straight back. Still two balls, two strikes. Rangers in Pittsburgh at the major league level, and they just finished up their game with the Pirates winning 6-1. Nathan Eovaldi was fantastic in his start. The pitch. High and away with a breaking ball. We're full. The ninth pitch coming to Classe. Eovaldi in his start. A complete game, allowing just one run. The payoff pitch. Just outside. Leiter jumps up and down in frustration, not getting the call from Ray Patch in the home plate umpire. It's the sixth walk of the outing for Leiter. To tie his career high.
Now batting number 12, Spencer Packard.
Nick Starr is loosening for the Rough Riders in the bullpen. The Arkansas hometown boy. Spencer Packard in. He's walked and been hit by a pitch today. Left-handed batter. 2-1 Rough Riders in the bottom of the fifth. First pitch. High. One ball, no strikes. So Nathan Eovaldi gets his sixth win of the season. A complete game allowing just one run on six hits for the Rangers. Five strikeouts to one walk. Josh Jung homers in consecutive games. The pitch. Down low and inside. Two balls, no strikes. Went 2-for-4 with three RBIs. He now has 11 long balls. Not only that, but two different balks scored a run for the Rangers. How about that? You don't see that very often. 2-0. High and away, and it's three balls and no strikes. Rough Riders clinging to a one-run advantage in this game. This might be the final hitter for Jack. 3-0 on Packard. He offers. Inside for ball four, his seventh walk of the outing. Puts two aboard with nobody out in the fifth inning, and Robbie Tanerowitz makes his way to the plate. See if Nick Starr is ready in the bullpen. And, yep, here comes Carlos Cardoza, the Rough Riders manager. He's going to go get Jack. Seven walks, and he strands two aboard in this fifth inning. We'll see Nick Starr come out of the bullpen. The man who grew up about 20 minutes away from here in North Little Rock, pitching back on his home soil. 2-1 our score. Rough Riders out in front of the Travelers with two aboard and nobody out in the fifth from the Riders Baseball Network.
The stars shine bright in North Texas, and the great outdoors are on special display at Riders Field on June 24th. Arrive early to the ballpark for a camo hat giveaway and enjoy activities from Texas Parks and Wildlife, as we also celebrate Boy Scouts of America Night. Plus, June 24th is Whataburger Food Bank Night, with donations benefiting the North Texas Food Bank, including canned goods or cash donations at the Whataburger tent. Get tickets now for June 24th at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe!
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Two aboard, nobody out in this bottom of the fifth inning. Robbie Tanerowitz, the reigning Texas League Player of the Week for Arkansas, is due up. It's 2-1 Rough Riders. Jack Leiter exits. Nick Starr takes over on the mound. He's ready from the stretch. And the right-hander's first pitch. Runners take off. It's inside. Throw to third. In time. Classe pegged out at third by Scott Capers. And there's the first out of the inning. Caught stealing goes 2-5. And on the first pitch that Nick Starr throws, the Travelers, who lead the league in stolen bases, trying to catch the Rough Riders napping. But Capers, a perfect throw. McTanilu laid down the tag on Classe, and he's caught for the first time here in Double A. Now 12-for-13. 1-0 pitch. Starr watches it go low to Tanerowitz, and it's two balls and no strikes.
No birthday gifts for him. Starr's to steal third on his birthday, and Capri says, yeah, I'm not getting you a present. Not right now.
No gifts.
No gifts.
Stretch in the 2-0. Tanerowitz watches it down the heart of the plate for his strike. And it's 2-1. 2-1 Rough Riders, bottom of the fifth inning. Now one out, runner at second. Tanerowitz hit 409 against the Rough Riders, 9-for-22 with a homer. when they visited Frisco. The pitch is fouled away off the hands right side. It's 2-2. And right before he won this Player of the Week, in his prior 10 games, he went just 3-for-44, an .088 batting average, and then really turned it on last week. Still hitting very well overall, over 300. Star, the 26-year-old. Tomarowicz, the 28-year-old. The 2-2. Swing and a miss, blew it by him with a fastball. Nick Starr picks up the strikeout. Two outs, and here's Isaiah Gilliam, the switch hitter. Starr has pitched better than his numbers this year, 1-2, a 7.71 ERA. Making his 12th appearance of the season. 18 2/3 innings, 22 strikeouts to 5 walks. First pitch to Gilliam. Inside off Capers' glove. He's able to pounce on it, though. One ball, no strikes. Gilliam has provided the lone run today for Arkansas with a sacrifice fly back in the first inning. Arkansas still only has one hit as the Logan Warmoth double back in the second. Jack Leiter just allowed that one hit but walked 7. 1-0 pitch. Fouled back into Capers' glove. One ball and one strike. Runner at second, 2 outs. Great opportunity for Starr to come in and not only have a good inning, but pitch a little bit in front of the home crowd. He said he has a lot of friends and family coming later this week. The 1-1. Ground ball foul back behind home. It's 1-2. It was a lot of fun when they were here last year. They were hooping and hollering. They got a sweep down the left field line. He said they're planning on doing the same thing. They're a rowdy bunch, but they have a lot of fun. And is very happy to be back here. Went to Southern Arkansas. Here's the stretch. And the 1-2. Swinging a high fly ball to shallow center field. Kellen Strom in a couple steps. He's under it. And he makes the catch to retire the side in the fifth inning. Good work from Nick Starr. Comes in with 2 on and nobody out. And he doesn't allow anybody to advance. No runs on, no hits, no errors, and a runner left stranded. Top 6 coming up. Rough Riders clinging to that 2-1 advantage on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
Since folks first learned to crack an egg, breakfast has had a tight grip on mornings. But why be limited to just then? Whataburger ended this morning monopoly by serving breakfast from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. That's 12 hours of breakfast on a bun, sausage and egg taquitos, and honey butter chicken biscuits. 12 hours that covers late night, late late night, dead of night, the witching hour, crazy early morning, mid-morning, and almost lunchtime. Whataburger breakfast, just like you like it.
As a baseball fan, you live for the thrill of watching your team move around the bases. You join the roar of the crowd, live through the highs and lows, and push your team to victory. At the Storehouse of Collin County, we believe when our neighbors win, we all win. By providing food, clothing, education, and life-changing resources, we help our neighbors move toward victory one day at a time. Donate or volunteer today at thestorehousecc.org.
You're listening to the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Kellen Strom leads it off for the Rough Riders in the top of the sixth inning. Frisco leading 2-1 over Arkansas. New man on the hill for Arkansas. And the first pitch is high and outside. It's one ball and no strikes. Jorge Benitez takes over on the mound. Brian Wu done after his 5 innings. The pitch. Cued off the end of the bat up the first baseline. Off to Narrowitz. Down the right field line in foul territory. Strom around first on his way to second. He pulls in there. An error on Robbie Tanerowicz, the first baseman. That allows Strom to go up to second base. And the Rough Riders are in business.
That's a weird spin. I get why it's called an error, but off the end of the bat and kind of a weird trajectory. Might have been spinning oddly, but it did clip right off Tanerowicz's glove, almost directly at him, and skipped into right field, and Strom in his scoring position.
Oh, an error on both sides tonight now. The Rough Riders had a throwing error from Scott Capers, their catcher in the first. It's a Robbie Tanerowicz error in the sixth for Arkansas, and Nick Tanelu steps in. Benitez delivers. Outside, one ball, no strikes. Well, it has been a low-scoring game, but not a very well-pitched game by either side. Final line for Brian Wu. He's been one of the best pitchers in the Texas League this year. Offering home. Tanelu watches on the outside corner for a strike, and it's 1-1. He allowed a pair of runs over his five innings, both earned on four base hits. Four strikeouts, three walks. The 1-1 pitch. Fouled straight back, and it's one ball and two strikes. Wu gives way to Jorge Benitez, who has long, bleached blonde hair out of the back of his ball cap. A 23-year-old left-hander, 6'2", 155 pounds, out of San Juan, Puerto Rico. Former ninth-round selection by the Mariners in 2017. Look back towards second base and the 1-2 pitch to Tanelu. Still a long hold, still holding, still holding. Here she comes. Swinging a little looper out to short. Connor Hoover's right there, and he makes the catch. Not a pop-up, not a line drive, a little bit in between. One away, and here's Trevor Hubbard. Benitez started his season in Everett at the high A level. A 0 ERA, though he went 0-2, allowing three unearned runs in 5 2/3 innings. Making his seventh start of the season here at Double-A. Lefty-lefty, first pitch to Hover. Comes across letter high with a fastball for a strike, 0-1. Trevor Hover is the big base hit in this game, a two-run single back in the fourth inning, giving the Rough Riders their lone runs and all they need so far. They lead it 2-1. Benitez from the stretch. Look back towards second. Strom takes his lead in the 0-1 pitch. High and inside. One ball, one strike as Trevor Hover bends away from it. Benitez making his seventh appearance here in Double-A. He's 0-1 with a 4.22 earned run average. 10 2/3 innings. He's struck out 14, but he's also walked 8 batters. 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Good breaking ball away. 1-2. He's a tough at-bat for a left-handed batter. Throws three-quarters arm slot. The stretch. And the left-hander's pitch is a frisbee slider that just misses up high. Two balls, two strikes. Two runs for the Rough Riders on four hits and one error. For Arkansas, it's one run on one hit and one error. The left-hander's stretch. Looks back towards second. 2-2. Runner takes off for third. It's a strike three called. Throw to third. Got him for the double play. And the inning is over. Well, the Rough Riders run themselves into a double play. And Benitez gets the strike him out, throw him out, twin killing. Tires the side in the sixth. No runs, no hits, in air, nobody left on base. 2-1 Riders to the bottom of the sixth on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Rough Riders Foundation and Zeno Imaging would like to highlight Minnie's Food Pantry as they celebrate 15 years of service and over 24 million meals distributed to families in need right here in North Texas. We want to take a moment to thank all of our volunteers and sponsors for their continued support. For those in need and those wanting to help, please visit minniesfoodpantry.org to learn more. If you can't feed 100 people, you can feed just one. And go Rough Riders!
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Coming to Riders Field on August 6th, Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment. Kids can enjoy the ball game and also interact with fire trucks, police cars, and more, thanks to our friends from the Frisco Fire Department and the Frisco Police Department. Don't miss Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment, on August 6th. Grab your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
This is Justin Foscue, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Home half of the sixth inning, Arkansas and Frisco doing battle for the first of six games at Dickey Stevens Park. It's 2-1 Rough Riders. Robert Perez Jr. in from the right side. Nick Starr's first pitch is fouled away right side, 0-1. Perez had three home runs against the Rough Riders in their initial meeting earlier this year. He's 0-2 in today's game. Starr from the stretch, the pitch. Swing and a miss, and a good pitch riding inside. It's 0-2. Nick Starr went to Conway High School, just about 30 minutes away from Little Rock. His house is about 20 minutes away from Dickey Stevens Park. Conway High School. You know what the mascot is for Conway High School, Josh?
The Cougars, for sure. I don't know.
I mean, it's kind of close. The pitch is high pop-up behind home plate. Capers gets rid of the mask and the helmet back to the warning track. Reaches out to his left and pulls it in. One out. Logan Warmuth makes his way to the plate. 2-1 Rough Riders in the bottom of the sixth inning. It's a Wampus cat.
Was I close?
it's a cat.
Sure.
I'll give you that.
I was in the feline family.
Yes. Have you heard of a Wampus cat?
Is that the thing in The Princess Bride? The rodents of unusual size.
Yeah, that's
Wampus
different.
Cat. Okay, all right.
But I like the reference.
Thank you.
I'll give you credit for that. First pitch. Warmuth bends back on a pitch inside, 1-1, no strikes. A Wampus cat is actually a mythical cat. It's six-legged.
Oh.
It's basically an amphibious panther. The pitch. Breaking ball in there for a strike, and it's 1-1. So it was the Conway High School Wampus cats. Isn't that interesting?
Six legs is too many.
The pitch is grounded foul, third base side, and it's 1-2 two strikes. It's too many.
At least. yeah, two. I mean, four is fine, obviously.
So a three-legged cat would be okay?
I would love a three-legged cat.
Would you want the other leg to be in the middle of their body?
Well, no. No.
A tricycle? The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him down low and inside. Starr strikes him out. Two away.
I more mean three, like, if a cat loses a leg and it's a poor little orphan cat. And,
that's okay.
Oh, of course, it's more than okay. Don't just give me okay. Don't hate on a three-legged cat.
You're saying you're not going to disown the cat if it has just three legs.
More than not disown it. I mean, how many cats you see with little three legs and they go viral on social media because they're adorable? And
my friend actually has a cat that has
amazing.
Three legs, so there you go. First pitch on the inside corner to Hoover. It's 0-1. Rough Riders leading 2-1, bottom of the sixth inning.
I don't have any friends with six-legged cats. It's not a
maybe
thing.
You need more friends.
Maybe I need more cats.
0-1 pitch. Outside corner, a strike. It's 0-2. Well, the Wampus cat doesn't exist. It's a mythical being. So that helps a little bit. I'd be kind of surprised if you did have a friend with a Wampus cat. Here's the stretch in the 0-2. Strike three call. Got him on the outside corner. The pride of Conway High School, the Wampus Cats, picks up two strikeouts in a 1-2-3 sixth inning. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. We go to the top of the seventh. It's 2-1. Rough Riders out in front. Josh Ward, cat fan, back on the play-by-play next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy a party at the Lazy River for just $25 with a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly, and drafts, and more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Well, through six innings from Dickey Stevens Park here in North Little Rock, Arkansas, the Frisco Rough Riders with two runs in this ballgame, a 2-1 lead. First pitch to Scott Capers, a wave and a miss on an off-speed offering from Jorge Benitez. For the Rough Riders, two runs on four hits, one error. And the Arkansas Travelers with one run on just one hit and one error. 0-1 count to Scott Capers, right-hand hitting catcher against the southpaw of Jorge Benitez. The second pitch of the at-bat to Capers after a long hold. The kick and the pitch swung on a miss. Another off-speed that gets Capers to swing in front of it. He's behind no balls, two strikes. Jorge Benitez, his second inning out of the bullpen for the Travs. The 0-2 pitch to Capers. Swung on and missed again. Three pitches off speed. Capers swings at all three. This one in the dirt. They throw to first to put him away. And Capers is retired on a strikeout. Right-hand hitters have not hit well against Jorge Benitez. Granted, it's small sample size early in the season, but the lefty has actually been tougher on right-hand batters, contrary to what you might anticipate. Lefties have hit him a 3-for-10. Like I said, not a huge sample size, but for what it's worth. Whereas right-hand hitters are hitting just 179 against him, and Capers, the right-hand batter, seem to have little idea where Benitez's pitches were going. Base is empty. Left-hand hitter Zavala to the plate. First pitch low. And ball one. 2-1 Frisco. Top of the seventh inning. Aaron Zavala, who walked in his most recent plate appearance, is at the plate. And has a 1-0 count. The pitch is outside and low. And ball two to Zavala, who is 0-for-2. A fly out, a strikeout, and that walk. His fifth walk of the season already. 21 plate appearances. The 2-0. He swings, hits it off the small part of the bat, foul behind home plate. And two balls and a strike to Aaron Zavala. Skipped off the roof here at Dickey Stevens Park and rolled around and then fell back in front of us into the stands for a souvenir. 2-1 lead for the Rough Riders after scoring twice in the fourth inning. Nobody has scored since. The 2-1 off-speed pitch that hits the outside corner, sliding through for strike two. The Travs scored a run in the first inning. The very first out of their for them offensively scored a run. The 2-2 swung on and missed. Zavala goes chasing at the changeup. And he punches out back-to-back strikeouts for Jorge Benitez. Two outs for Luis Angel Acuna. And low to the bases with nobody out. The Travs back in the first inning on three walks off Jack Leiter. And then the first out of the game was a sack fly, and they have not scored since. Well, it looks like Mike Freeman is going to walk out of the dugout and make a change, not for lack of productive work from Jorge Benitez. He strikes out the first two guys he sees here in the seventh inning, and he's going to walk back to the bullpen or the dugout and give way to a new pitcher. With two outs and the bases empty, Luis Angel Acuna will face a new pitcher in the seventh inning when we return. The Riders 2 and the Travelers 1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas.
Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning June 4th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Get ready to return to the classroom on August 5th. At Riders Field on Saturday, August 5th, we celebrate college night at 7:05 p.m. Enjoy the beer specials, a college fair, plus ticket packs available for the best value in a Riders University crew neck you can select in your school's color. Get your pencils and paper ready and get your tickets for college night on August 5th at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
This is former Rough Riders shortstop Jonathan Arnelis, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Well, coming out of the bullpen for the Arkansas Travelers is Perlander Baroa with a 2-1 lead for the Rough Riders. Baroa trying to make sure that lead does not get any larger for Frisco, and he hopes it won't have too much trouble here in the seventh inning. The bases are empty in two outs. The tough part is he has to face Luis Angel Acuna, who is a tough hitter with a 308 average and a base hit today. He's 1-for-3. Baroa ready to go. The first pitch from the right-hander is taken high, ball one. Baroa, who was a starting pitcher this season for the Travelers, has moved to the bullpen. It's his ninth appearance overall, an ERA of 4.23. The 1-0 offering to Acuna is swung on and missed. Slider to the outside corner for a strike. Baroa has gone 27 innings this season, allowed just 19 hits, and has struck out a whopping 43 on the season. The 1-1 offering to Acuna is swung on and missed. Two strikes on Luis Angel Acuna from Perlander Baroa. There's a reason he's on the 40-man roster for the Mariners. And he turned 23 years old when he made his start against Frisco back on April 18. One ball and two strikes to Acuna with the bases empty. The pitch is high, eye level to Acuna, and ball two. Baroa out of the Dominican Republic, 5'11", 170. And could be a big factor for the Mariners' bullpen before too long. 2-2 the count to Acuna. He winds and delivers. A fastball he chucks in but outside. And loads the count full to Luis Angel Acuna. Acuna with an infield single today for his one hit. 1-for-3 on the evening. Trying to start a two-out rally here in the seventh inning with the Rough Riders leading 2-1. The payoff pitch is outside on a slider, and Acuna draws a walk. Good at-bat for Luis Angel Acuna. His 19th walk of the season. And it is Evan Carter next, the designated hitter tonight for the Rough Riders. Nobody throwing in the Rough Riders bullpen right now. Looks like Nick Starr, actually looks like Theo McDowell has loosened and might be ready to go. So Nestor had finished the fifth and sixth innings. Here's the first pitch to Carter with Acuna going. The fastball high for a ball. Acuna still got in safely. Good throw from Anchia, and the pitch took him out of his crouch. And so if there was any time where a catcher was going to throw out Luis Angel Acuna, that was a good opportunity. But Acuna still has not been caught this season. 18 times he's attempted to steal. He's been successful 100% of the time. The 1-0 in there for his strike to Carter. It's 1-1. Luis Angel Acuna, who stole third last homestand without a throw on one occasion. Now he steals second and is in scoring position as an insurance run. Top of the seventh, 2-1 Frisco. Baroa looks back at him, looks back home. Deals, 1-1 pitch is popped up on the left side. Warmoth running over in foul territory. He gets there and makes the play. Frisco goes scoreless in the seventh inning. Acuna stranded at second. No hits, no runs, no errors, and one left aboard. For the Rough Riders, it is time to stretch from Dickey Stevens Park. 2-1 Frisco on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning June 4th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month, all in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed two-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Time for more baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
What is Theo McDowell into the ballgame out of the Frisco pen? He'll face the bottom of the order of the Arkansas Travelers. A 2-1 advantage for Frisco, trying to win the first game of the series and first game that Frisco has played here at Dickey Stevens Park this season. Bottom half of the seventh inning, Jake Anchia the batter. Righty-righty matchup, and the first pitch from McDowell is down the middle on a changeup and strike one. McDowell is 0-2 on the season. One of his two losses was against Arkansas, but he's pitched well. The 0-1 from Theo, breaking ball hit foul right back towards us, and it skims off the screen to our right. Zach had a chance. I won't say a chance. It would have taken a leap out of the box, but 0-2 the count from Theo McDowell, a breaking ball high, 1-2.
Good thing you were ready to catch me, like catch my legs.
Go out. I'll catch you. You hang out of the front. I could grab your legs.
Okay.
One ball, two strikes to Jake Anchia. The pitch is high and away. Two balls, two strikes from Theo McDowell. The right-hander out of Essex Junction, Vermont, has an ERA of 3.71. His 13th appearance out of the bullpen this year. Has 19 strikeouts in 17 innings. He's not allowed an earned run. The last couple of appearances for the Rough Riders out of the pen. The 2-2 pitch from the right-hander is swung on and missed. Got Anchia to swing over it. Strike three, and now Rough Riders pitchers have struck out three in a row. Nick Starr finished the sixth inning with two strikeouts. In fact, he went 1-2-3. Never did allow a base runner. He faced five batters and got them all out. And Theo McDowell picks up where Nick Starr left off. Now it's Riley Unroe to the plate. Base is empty. And one out in the seventh inning. 2-1 Frisco. The first pitch bunted, or at least he attempted to do so, made an attempt. It's a strike. Unroe went for it on a pitch at the bottom of the zone. And strike one on the left-hand hitting second baseman. He steps back in, and the 0-1 offering is high and away in the changeup. Really good outing for Nick Starr. He came in with nobody out in the fifth inning, trying to clean things up for Jack Leiter, who had left two runners aboard. The 1-1 pitch is high, ball two. So two on, nobody out. Nick Starr came in and only faced two batters that inning and got three outs. A caught stealing in the very first pitch, a strikeout and a flyout. The 2-1 swung on and tapped foul up the first baseline. I think it collided with Unroe's foot and in foul ground anyway. So either way, a strike on Unroe. It's two balls, two strikes, one out, the base is empty. Nick Starr came back from a 1-2-3 inning in the sixth, and his day is done. And we'll probably come back and pitch at least once more this series. Like Zach was saying, the Arkansas kid who will have a good smattering of fans later on here this series. The 2-2 pitch to Unroe is taken down and in. And a full count from Theo McDowell. Unroe has a flyout and a walk today. Cougs looking to get aboard. He represents the tying run. Although Arkansas has not scored since the first inning. Bottom of the seventh now. The 3-2 is taken down and in again. And ball four. One out walk for Riley Unroe. And he turns the lineup over for Jonathan Classe. A birthday kid, newly 21-year-old, steps to the plate with a base runner aboard and one out. He is 0-for-1 with a foul out. He has walked twice, scored once. The only run of the game for the Travs. He was the one who got caught stealing when Nick Starr came in the fifth inning. The 0-1 offering from Theo McDowell to Jonathan Classe is on the inside corner for a strike. Nick Tanelu, the third baseman, playing just behind the cut of the grass. He's almost all alone on the left side of the infield. Luis Angel Acuna just a bit to the left of second base. The one strike pitch from Theo McDowell will come after a throw over to first, a bit high, but Hover brings it down. And Riley Unroe diving back to the bag. He takes his lead from first base. There is one out in the inning. Home half of the seventh. Frisco up by a run. The 0-1 pitch from Theo McDowell is taken down. And a bit inside of Jonathan Classe. He is 1-for-2 in stolen bases today. First time he's got caught stealing this season at the AA level. 12-for-13 now. The 1-1 pitch to the newly 21-year-old is swung on and fouled back on the ground to the backstop. Not that there really is a backstop. The netting goes all the way down to the ground practically with a little concrete slab beneath it. Changes things up for catchers a little bit. It'll kind of stop the ball. No brick backstop or padding where sometimes you can, even there it can skip right back to a catcher. One ball, two strikes from Theo McDowell, the runner at first. He comes home, an off-speed pitch right down the heart of the plate. Strike three taken. Two strikeouts this inning for Theo McDowell. And there's two outs with just a runner at first. And still not allowed a ball in play this inning. In fact, there has not been a batted ball into fair territory for the Travelers since the fifth inning. We're in the bottom of the seventh. They had a foul out and two strikeouts last inning, and now two strikeouts and a walk this inning. It's just been the pitcher and catcher that have done all the job. Here's the first pitch, and taken by Spencer Packard outside for a ball. Even that foul out was to the catcher, so every put out made the last couple innings has been by Scott Capers. Runner at first for the Travelers, two down, 2-1 lead for the Rough Riders. The 1-0 offering is swung on, fouled up the line, first base side. And a 1-1 count now to Spencer Packard, who has gotten aboard all three times tonight. Two walks, a hit by pitch. That won't improve his batting average, but that's okay. It's already at a healthy 305 coming into tonight. Former ninth-round pick a couple years ago out of Campbell University in Buies Creek, North Carolina. Left-hand hitter. He's playing right field today. The 1-1 pitch to the former Camel of Campbell University is taken letter high for ball two.
I think we've talked about this before, but Campbell University was the former home of the Buies Creek Astros, the high A affiliate of the Astros before Fayetteville became an organization. In 2019, they would play at Campbell University.
Two balls and a strike to Spencer Packard. He takes low. And gets ahead, three balls and a strike.
One of the best things about that ballpark, it's a really small ballpark, but a nice one for a college team. If you hit the ball into left field, you could hit the ball to Lillington, North Carolina. The city line went right in between the center field and left field.
The 3-1 to Packard is swung on and popped foul directly behind home plate. And now a full count on Spencer Packard. He transferred to Campbell University from Arizona Western. He's from the Grand Canyon State. Grew up in Tucson, Arizona, home of the Arizona Wildcats. He went to Campbell to finish out his college career, drafted in the ninth round by the Mariners. He's got a full count from Theo McDowell. The payoff pitch is swung on, a hard grounder, but right at Thomas DeJacy, the second baseman up with it, and throws softly to first base for the putout. Theo McDowell does not allow a hit in the seventh inning. No runs, a walk and one left on in the bottom of the seventh. We head to the eighth inning. It's Frisco 2 and the Travelers 1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2023. For three games this season, the Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 3rd, July 22nd, and September 9th. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Vamos Quesos!
Huge, gigantic, enormous, whatever you want to call it, 2 free months of electricity is a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
Time for more baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Well, to the top of the eighth inning here in North Little Rock, Arkansas. First game of the series at Dickey Stevens Park. It is a pitcher-friendly ballpark, and that has been in effect today with just a 2-1 ball game. Frisco in front in a pitcher's duel. Thomas DeJacy will lead off for the Rough Riders, up by a run. Prelander Baroa back to the mound after entering last inning out of the Travelers bullpen. Got the final out of the seventh inning and now deals with the right-hand hitting infielder Thomas DeJacy. The first pitch is taken above the belt, ball one. Well, Baroa was a starter this season, and his numbers were okay, not great, when he was in the rotation for the Travelers. Right-hander comes home, 1-0 pitch, a slider swung on and missed. One of the higher-rated prospects in the Mariners organization, but had an ERA over 5 with the Travs. 1-1. In the top of the eighth inning, to the leadoff man, DeJacy, the first pitch, or the third pitch, I should say, is a strike to get ahead, 1-2 from Baroa. Since he has switched to the bullpen, he has not allowed an earned run in over 5 innings, and hitters are 0-16 against him ever since he became a reliever. 16 batters, and they're 0-16 against Prelander Baroa. As a reliever, it just seems like his arsenal works best out of the pen. The 1-2 pitch to JC takes it down and in and evens the count. And there's just some pitchers who just work better as a reliever, whether it's a conditioning thing or their fastball just has really good life early, but it could tail off velocity-wise after 3 or 4 innings. The 2-2 pitch to JC is inside and low, ball three. He'll appeal to first, not that he really started to go around, and no swing. 3-2 from Prelander Baroa. Works the inside corner a lot to DeJacy. Thomas saying earlier today the pitchers have been trying to throw him inside a lot. Here's the 3-2 to Thomas, breaking ball high, and ball four. DeJacy earns a leadoff walk, and that'll bring up Dustin Harris with nobody out in the eighth inning. Frisco ahead 2-1. Both teams have scored in a single inning. For Arkansas, it was in the first. For Frisco, it was in the fourth. Otherwise, zeros on the board all the way through for both teams, and only 5 hits in this contest combined, most of them by Frisco. Frisco pitchers have allowed just 1 hit today. Fair amount of base runners on walks, but hey, just 1 hit and 1 run. First pitch to Dustin Harris from Prelander Baroa is taken in the zone for his strike, breaking ball, to get ahead 0-1. Harris is 0-3 today. Did have 8 hits in the Amarillo series, that homestand that just concluded, including 3 doubles and a homer. The 0-1 offering to Harris is swung on, tapped up the first baseline off his foot. It's in fair territory, but a foul ball. clipped off his toe on his right foot. He goes down into a crouch and now gets back up, limping a little bit off the black cleat in the front of the batter's box and rolls up the first baseline to Robbie Tenorowicz. It's a foul ball and an 0-2 count on Dustin Harris. Kind of wiggles the foot out and walks back to the batter's box. 6'3", left-hand hitter, formerly drafted by the Oakland Athletics and traded to the Rangers organization at the AA level. He's on the 40-man roster, as is the pitcher he's facing for the Mariners organization, Perlander Baroa. He deals. Breaking ball taken for a strike, a check swing. It was in the zone. And Harris strikes out looking. There's one down in the eighth. Well, Baroa has been nasty ever since moving to the bullpen. Like I said, hitters are 0-16 or now 0-17 ever since he became a reliever. And that is his 10th strikeout of the 17 batters he has faced. Kellen Strom, the hitter, one-on-one out. The fastball swung on and missed. 2-1 Frisco. Top half of the eighth inning. Rough Riders trying to pull within two games of 500. Start out a road trip with a victory after winning a series at home last week. The 0-1 to Kellen Strom. It swung on third base side. Bounces in front of Warmoth. He fields, throws to second. The turn on to first, not in time. It's a 5-4 fielder's choice. Strom aboard at first base, but the runner going to second base, Thomas Ajayi, is out there on the putout.
Now batting is number 57, Nick Tanelu.
And Nick Tanelu is the hitter. The one-run lead for the Rough Riders. Runner at first for Frisco and two down. Baroa set. He kicks and comes home. A fastball swung on and missed. Tanelu goes after it. Nick Tanelu with an 0-2 today. He has been hit by a pitch. Struck out and popped out. Baroa sat from the stretch with his back to the runner at first base. A kick, and now time is called before the pitch and is a pitch clock violation. It didn't actually throw home. Started his movement right after the clock hit zeros. And so it's ball one, and Nick Tanelu evens the count at 1-1. Outfield playing him straight up. Infield shifted a bit to the left. The pitch swung on, and a breaking ball fouled away. One ball and two strikes. Riley Unroe, the second baseman, shifted behind the bag at second base, just a little bit to the right of it where he has to be by rule. He cannot shift to the left side of second base. Have to have two infielders on each side of the bag, which he is by about two steps, two big strides. One ball, two strikes, a man at first for the Rough Riders and two down. The pitch from Baroa is taken high for a ball. Runner going. Strom sliding feet first into second. He's safe. The ball into center field, and Strom scoots into third. A stolen base and an error for Kellen Strom, and he's into third base with two down in the eighth inning. So Strom would have been safe at second regardless, but Unroe trying to field the throw from the catcher Anchia, who commits the error. Second error of the day on the day for the Trabs. And now an insurance run at third base. The 2-2 pitch to Tanelu is taken at the knees looking. Strike three, and the inning is over. So one pitch after Strom gets into third. The inning is over. No runs on one walk, no hits, one error. And Baroa has still not allowed a hit ever since becoming a reliever. 0-19 is everybody against him with 11 strikeouts. Well, it's still 2-1 Frisco. Frisco looks like Alex Spees is coming in to pitch. As we move on to the bottom of the eighth inning from Dickey Stevens Park, 2-1 Rough Riders on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-4444. 8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Frisco Rough Riders fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. With some of the country's leading orthodontics right here in the DFW area, we love to see Rough Riders fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consultant. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, the official smile providers of minor league baseball.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire crew. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Home half of the eighth coming up right here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Well, the reigning Texas League Player of the Week steps in. Robbie Tenorowicz in a one-run game against Alex Spees. The righty deals first pitch for a strike on the slider, and it's 0-1. Frisco ahead 2-1 over the Arkansas Travelers, bottom of the eighth inning. Tenorowicz representing the tying run, leading the team with eight homers this season. The 0-1 offering is swung on, foul tip into the glove. And 0-2 on Tenorowicz. It was 0-2 today. Allowed fly out almost to the wall in right field and a strikeout. He's behind 0-2 from Alex Spees. The righty comes home. Fastball hit hard up the third baseline, foul by a couple of feet. Alex Spees is with an ERA of 1.35 this season. He has killed right-hand hitters this season, hitting just 150 against him. Tenorowicz is a right-hand batter, and Spees trying to get him out. 0-2 the count to the leadoff man. The pitch, slider fouled back. Hard hit off the press box and back into the stands. Bottom of the eighth inning. The Travs trying to start out their two-week homestand with a victory. They'll need to come back from a one-run deficit. The Rough Riders ahead 2-1 in the bottom of the eighth. The pitch, swung on and missed. Breaking ball in the dirt. Capers runs up the third baseline to field. Couple feet away from home. Throws to first. And Tenorowicz is retired. Big strikeout for Alex Spees to begin the eighth inning. Alex Spees records the strikeout. He's been pretty good in that category. His 20th strikeout in under 14 innings. Isaiah Gilliam, the batter, with the bases empty. The first pitch is on the inside half, strike one. 2-1 Frisco with a single out here in the eighth inning. Bases empty, infield shifted to the right. Trevor Hover hugging the line, the first baseman. The 0-1 offering swung on, hit Hover's way, passed him into right field. It's a base hit for Isaiah Gilliam, fielded by Zavala in right. It's a single for Gilliam. In between the second baseman, Sajacy, and the first baseman, Hover, who was half a step away from a chalk, and that ball hit to his right. If he had been playing off the line, maybe would have had a chance at it, but it was pretty far off the line. And a single to right field for Isaiah Gilliam. One on, one out for the Travs in the eighth. Tying run aboard for Robert Perez Jr. Righty-righty matchup. First pitch, a strike on the inside half to Perez. Frisco has not scored since the fourth inning. They haven't needed to keep the lead. 2-1 Rough Riders. The 0-1 offering from Alex Spees. A slider over the middle for strike two. Spees, who works with a four-seam fastball and a two-seamer, a slider and a cutter. He has been clocked in triple digits this year. Righty comes set with an 0-2 count and one out. Here's the pitch. A slider to the outside, misses the black. Good pitcher's pitch, a bit elevated, but just off the plate on an 0-2 offering. Perez, the number 21 prospect in the Mariners organization, who's 0-3 today with a double play. One out, one on. The 1-2 pitch, low, doesn't get in to chase. The runner breaks on a ball in the dirt. He'll get in there safely. Gilliam into second on a wild pitch. No chance for a double play now. The tying run in scoring position. The middle infielders, Sijacy and Acuna, were positioned hoping for a twin killing. They'll no longer have that possibility, at least not in the conventional 6-4-3 case or something along those lines. One ball, two strikes, one out. The pitch to Perez is swung on and missed. Got two outs anyways, two strikeouts this inning for Alex Bees. And the 11th strikeout today for Rough Riders pitchers. Isaiah Gilliam is single, which is just the second hit this game for Arkansas. He's at second base. Logan Warmoth is the scheduled hitter. A mound visit now as every single one of the infielders trots in to chat with Alex Spees. Nick Tanelu joins the party right as it was breaking up. He turns around and says, all right, you guys got it. Jogs back to third. Logan Warmoth, a right-hand hitter who has struck out his last two times today, but he had the only hit in the game for the Travelers until Gilliam singled this inning. So two hits for Arkansas. Warmoth doubled in the second inning and was stranded at third base later that frame. The first pitch to Warmoth, a slider down the middle, strike one. 243 average with now six doubles this year for Logan Warmoth, who's playing third base today. 0-1 the count from Alex Spees, a slider inside, ball one. Fellow third baseman Tanelu playing up the line behind the bag at third. Acuna shifted a bit towards second base as the shortstop, and Sijacy near the bag at second himself. Hover playing off the line at first. A 1-1 pitch to Logan Warmoth is swung on and missed. Good looking cutter to the outside corner, and Warmoth went chasing for it. And now a 1-2 count from Alex Spees. A 1-run lead to protect in the tying run in scoring position for the Travelers. Outfield comes in a step shallower, hoping to prevent a dunking base hit. The 1-2 pitch to Warmoth is taken just off the outside on the slider. And it's two balls, two strikes from Alex Spees. Gilliam at second. Two strikes in the inning. Spees a good pitch away from ending it. The 2-2, a slider popped up into shallow right side of the infield. Hover running for it and runs out of room. Into the third row. And a foul ball to keep the count at 2-2. Eighth inning here at Dickey Stevens Park. Travs down to their final four outs in this ballgame. Frisco will bring up the bottom of the order in the top of the ninth inning. Trevor Hover will lead off. He hopes it'll be with a 2-1 lead when he does so. That's the current score. Two outs and two strikes on Logan Warmoth, but a runner at second. The 2-2 pitch from Spees is swung on and missed. Blows it by him, and Logan Warmoth strikes out. Alex Spees strikes out the side in the eighth inning. Just a single and a runner stranded in scoring position. And we head on to the ninth inning. Frisco 2 and Arkansas 1 after eight innings. Zach Bigley back on the call when we return on the Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders. And even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Drivers, start your engines. The Rough Riders are speeding through the 2023 Texas League schedule, and you can join them on the racetrack August 19th. Come out to Riders Field for NASCAR Night presented by the Texas Motor Speedway. Get your own Texas Motor Speedway and Rough Riders co-branded hat at the gate. Plus, check out the official pace car and plenty of race-themed activities throughout the game. Get your tickets for August 19th at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Devin Sweet out of the bullpen for Arkansas. It's 2-1. Rough Riders trying to pad the lead here in the top of the ninth inning. Sweet takes over for Perlander Baroa in the first pitch. Scissors the outside corner for a strike. It's 0-1. Hover 1-for-3 today with the lone run scoring hit for Frisco. The 0-1 pitch. Swinging a ground ball on one hop right to Unroh at second base. He fields to his left and throws him out. One away. Scott Capers steps in. Trevor Hover's two-run single. Back in the fourth inning, giving the Rough Riders their only runs today. Sweet back into his wind, the pitch. Sizzles across the outside corner with a breaking ball, and it's 0-1. It's been a good season for Devin Sweet so far. He is a 2-1-2 ERA. He rocks it home. Foul back. Count goes to 0-2 on the Rough Riders catcher, Caper. Sweet, the 26-year-old, 5'11", 183 pounds, out of North Carolina Central. Greensboro, North Carolina native, part of the Triad. Pitching in his third season with the Arkansas Travelers. 12th appearance on the season. 24 strikeouts in 17 innings. The pitch. Cut on and missed, and a breaking ball down in the dirt. Kicks away from Anchia to his righty Fields and throws out Caper. Two outs. Top of the order for Aaron Zavala, 2-1 Rough Riders. The last three games now for Frisco, or I should say three out of the last four, have all been very low scoring. Three combined runs on Friday, a 2-1 loss for the Rough Riders. First pitch to Zavala. He swings, sends it foul in the air, left side, and it's 0-1. Rough Riders won 8-7 in 10 innings on Saturday, lost 3-1 on Sunday, and now just lead 2-1 in today's series opener. Ball got loose down the left field line, and Robert Perez Jr. had to go grab it. 0-1. Slips low and away, and it's one ball and one strike. Zavala today, 0-for-3. He walked back in the fifth. If you're just joining us in this game, the wind back in the 1-1. Swing and a miss to high fastball, 1-2. Arkansas got on the board in the bottom of the first inning. Sacrifice fly by Isaiah Gilliam. Rough Riders' two runs came in the fourth. The 1-2. Just outside and missed by much, 2-2. And that's all the scoring in the game. Jack Leiter went four innings in his start, allowing just one run on one hit, though he did walk seven. Sweet looks in for his sign, the 2-2. Outside, three balls, two strikes. Two outs, bases clear, top of the ninth inning. In the bottom of the ninth, bottom third of the order due up for Arkansas. Antoine Kelly loosening in the Rough Riders' pen. 3-2. Down the heart of the plate, strike three called. A strikeout for Devin Sweet ends the top of the ninth inning. It's a one-run lead for the Rough Riders into the bottom of the ninth inning, and here comes Antoine Kelly. Rough Riders trying to pick up the victory to start the series on the Riders Baseball Network.
Coming to Riders Field on August 6th, Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment. Kids can enjoy the ball game and also interact with fire trucks, police cars, and more, thanks to our friends from the Frisco Fire Department and the Frisco Police Department. Don't miss Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment, on August 6th. Grab your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Frisco may be 1,500 miles from Yellowstone National Park on most days, but not on July 23rd. Join us at the ballpark for Yellowstone Night with a special appearance from Denim Richards, who plays Colby in a hit TV drama, Yellowstone.
Plus, grab a Rough Rider / Yellowstone co-branded belt buckle. For a $50 ticket add-on, get access to a pregame meet and greet with Denim Richards and stay to enjoy some Riders baseball. Don't miss Yellowstone Night on July 23rd. Purchase your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
If you enjoy sipping a cold one at a baseball game, clear your calendar on August 20th for Beer Fest at Riders Field. Teaming up with Andrews Distributing, the Rough Riders will have plenty of beer tasting options throughout the ballpark, with the multitude of brands showcased and available. And even better, August 20th is one of our four Bark in the Park nights. So bring your furry friend and enjoy beer tasting at Riders Field all in the same night, Sunday, August 20th, with first pitch at 6:05. Let's ride.
Last chance. We've hit the bottom of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Antoine Kelly comes out of the mound for the Rough Riders. Bottom half of the ninth inning. Frisco leading 2-1. Bottom third of the order. Connor Hoover, Jake Anchia, and Riley Unruh. Antoine Kelly, the 23-year-old, 2-0 this year, a 1.93 ERA. And left on left to begin things. First pitch. Fastball down the heart of the plate for a strike, and it's 0-1. Hoover 0-2 with a walk today. The Rough Riders have not had many save opportunities this year. Played a lot of not close games and wins. The 0-1. Bounces down to the dirt, kicks away from the catcher, Scott Capers, to his right. And the count evens at 1-1. Kelly has one save and one opportunity this year. The issue's in the 1-1. Hit in the air onto left field and shallow. Harris charging in on the run. Slides, can't make the catch. It's off his glove. Grabs it from his knees and throws onto first. Connor Hoover with a base hit of the bloop variety to start off the ninth inning. Jake Anchia steps in. The Rough Riders have a 16-0 record after leading after eight innings. But in one-run games, they are just 2-4. Here's the stretch and the pitch to Anchia. Down low in the dirt, it's 1-0. In games requiring a save situation, 3 runs or fewer, the Rough Riders are just 4-12. So history is against the Rough Riders. But history doesn't mean anything tonight. Kelly readies. And the 1-0 pitch. Down low, 2-0. Kelly, 19 strikeouts in 14 innings this year. Making his 12th appearance on the season, he has walked 14, but opponents are just hitting 192 against him, and that's what makes that very, very scary leadoff single even more scary. The stretch in the pitch. Low and away, and it's 3-0. A little bloop base hit into shallow left field. In this month, Kelly has only allowed one earned run, a 1.42 ERA, 6 1/3 innings for him. 3-0 pitch to Anchia. Fits it just low and away. Ball four. First two aboard for Arkansas in the bottom of the ninth inning. And John Goble exits the Rough Riders dugout. He's going to go chat with Antoine Kelly. 2 runs, 4 hits, 1 error for the Rough Riders. Arkansas tonight, 1 run on 3 hits, 2 errors. John Goble will chat with Kelly, and he has built a really good relationship with Kelly both in spring training and to begin this season. He knows that when Kelly walks one early on, it can sometimes get away from him. Trying to go out there and calm him down. He's only allowed earned runs in 2 different outings this year. a combined 7 walks in those 2 outings. 9-hole hitting Riley Unruh to the plate. Jonathan Classe is on deck. Runners at first and second, nobody out. Left-hander stretches and delivers. A bunt shown, he pulls back, takes down low, and it's 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rough Riders have fallen via walk-off twice this year. Kelly stretches. Looks back to second, delivers. Unruh shows bunt, pulls back, takes a strike on the outside corner, and it's 1-1. It would be massive for the Rough Riders to pick up this first game of the series. Arkansas has the best record in the Texas League. The stretch and the 1-1. Ground ball foul into the Riders' dugout. Hey, nice play. John Goble made the barehanded play. Rough Riders pitching coach. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Kelly's ahead. He would love a ground ball. Kelly readies. And he drops in the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. That'll work too. He strikes him out with a fastball off the outside corner. 1 away. That's what Kelly can bring to you. Devastating slider, good riding fastball. Jonathan Classe, the birthday boy up. Switch hitter, batting from the right side. He's 0 for 2 today with 2 walks. No more for his speed than his power. Wind blowing in from left field to the pole side. The pitch. Fastball rips the outside corner, upper edge for a strike, and it's 0-1. Rough Riders defensively play him to the pole side in the infield, the opposite way in the outfield. Double play depth with Acuna at shortstop and Sajacy at second. Tanelu creeps in from third, even with the bag. Kelly, the 0-1. Outside, 1 ball, 1 strike. It's one of the more difficult ballparks to homer in the Texas League. Chokes up just slightly on the bat. Kelly, the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Huge rip down to his back knee on a high fastball, and it's 1 ball and 2 strikes. And he calls time. Kelly has 1 out on the strikeout after a single and a walk beginning this 9th inning. Rough Riders trying to capture game 1 here in Arkansas. Kelly readies from the stretch. Looks back to second. Kicks, delivers in the 1-2 pitch. Fouled away right side, and the count goes still to 1 ball and 2 strikes. Classe just called up 3 weeks ago from High A. Kelly brings in the 1-2 pitch. After a long hold, here she comes. Swing and a miss. He got him upstairs. Antoine Kelly strikes out 2 in a row, and there are 2 outs here in the 9th. Runners at first and second, and 2 down for Spencer Packard. Now he has the lefty-lefty matchup. Packard has walked twice and been hit by a pitch. He grounded out to second in his lone at-bat of the night. Runners at first and second, 2 down. Kelly readies. He delivers. Just low, 1 ball, no strikes. Trying to get out of the mess here in the 9th inning. It would be the Rough Riders' first win this season when scoring 2 or 1 runs. The pitch. Down the heart of the plate for a strike. It's 1 ball and 1 strike. It would put them into a winning record on the road this season at 10-9. Kelly ready in the 1-1 pitch. Fastball, upper edge, outside corner, and the Rough Riders are a strike away. One ball and two strikes to Spencer Packard in what has been a great baseball game to open this series. Packard inning 305 on the season, the two-hitter in the lineup. Left on left, Kelly ready from the stretch, glove near the chin, and he kicks the 1-2. Strike three called! Rough Riders win! Antoine Kelly strikes out the side in order after allowing the first two to reach. And the Rough Riders win 2-1 in the opener in Arkansas. What a game tonight. Frisco wins it. 2-1 the final. Great ball game to win it on the opener. Frisco moves to 18-21. Arkansas to 25-15. Josh Warden has the postgame show next on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
We believe who children become is as important as what they know. That's why teachers at Primrose Schools of Dallas use the Primrose Friends puppets every day to teach children all kinds of character traits, like cooperation and how to be a good friend. That's also why we created the Harmony and Heart Music and Literature program with original songs and books that help children become dynamic thinkers, good listeners, and kind people. Learn more about how we help children build character at primroseschools.com/Dallas.
Strike three call. This one's over.
The game is over, but we're not done yet. Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Came down to the wire here in North Little Rock, Arkansas. The Frisco Rough Riders pull it out and begin the six-game road trip with a victory. Final score from Dickey Stevens Park. The Rough Riders 2. And the Arkansas Travelers won. Antoine Kelly made it interesting down in the ninth inning. With a one-run lead to work with, he came in to begin the ninth and allowed a bloop single to left that was almost caught. Then fell apart a little bit in the next batter, a four-pitch walk. But John Goble came out, had a conversation, and went strikeout, 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 ball game over. And Kelly deserves the save. Frisco wins it 2-1. It is the lowest scoring victory for Frisco this season. Like Zach said, they had not won a ball game scoring one run or two runs at any point this season. This was the 39th game of the year. Just over a quarter of the way through the season, and the Rough Riders are just below 500 and trending upwards, at least through the last week or so, winning a series at home over Amarillo and now starting this series with a victory in Arkansas. Well, Frisco only got four hits in the ballgame and only scored on one sequence. Trevor Hover singled for two RBIs, and those are the only two runs that the Rough Riders got all ballgame long. That was back in the fourth inning. The Rough Riders found themselves down 1-0. When Arkansas scored in the first, they scored without a hit in the first inning. Three walks to start the ballgame for Jack Leiter, then a sac fly, and then a double play. So all things told, to walk the first three guys was actually pretty good to get away with one run, and that would prove to be the only run that Arkansas scored the entire ballgame. They threatened a little bit after that, a double to begin the second inning, a single in the eighth, and a wild pitch put him in scoring position, and then, of course, the ninth inning getting two runners aboard with no outs. But ultimately, they only got three hits the entire game and just one run in the ballgame for Arkansas. So good pitching for the Rough Riders today. Jack Leiter got the start, a no decision. And his numbers look both good and bad at the same time. One earned run in four innings, that's good. One hit in four innings, that's very good. Seven walks in four innings, that's a career high. He did strike out four. in his four innings. And no decision. Nick Starr went two innings out of the bullpen. And we'll get credit for the victory. He did not allow a hit or a run. Struck out three in his two innings. Theo McDowell went in for an inning. Did not allow a hit. Alex Spies went the eighth inning. No runs, one hit. Striking out the side. And Antoine Kelly did the ninth inning with one hit and three strikeouts. In fact, all outs for the Rough Riders in the eighth and ninth innings were strikeouts. And eight of the final nine outs, actually 10 of the final 11 outs, were strikeouts. There was one ground ball, and that was it. 10 of the final 11 were punchouts for the Rough Riders. So Frisco improves to 18-21 on the season, and Arkansas drops to 25-15. We'll do it again tomorrow as well. First pitch at 6:35 tomorrow evening here from Arkansas. Ryan Garcia will take the mound for the Rough Riders, a 1-3 record and a 7.99 ERA for the UCLA product, while the southpaw Ethan Lindo gets the start for the Travelers. He is 0-1 with a 3.48 earned run average. First pitch at 6:35 tomorrow. We'll take a look at the Rangers affiliates here as we about to go down the home stretch of the postgame show. From Dickey Stevens Park, the Round Rock Express in the seventh inning against Albuquerque, trailing 7-4 at the AAA level. Hickory defeats Asheville tonight 6-3. The Downey's Wood Ducks victorious over Carolina 9-5. And Frisco beats Arkansas 2-1. Around the Texas League, Corpus Christi beats Midland 4-3. Springfield beats Wichita 8-3. Northwest Arkansas blanks Tulsa 3-0. Actually, that game's still going in the eighth inning. And Amarillo losing to San Antonio currently in the seventh inning, 11-4. The Mission's on top. There's the scores around the Texas League. Good day for the Frisco Rough Riders. A close ball game took the lead in the fourth inning, and the bullpen held up. After losing probably the top arm in the bullpen, Mark Church is on to Round Rock. Newest addition of the AAA level, congratulations to Churchy, which is good news for him and the Rangers organization to keep him progressing. But the Rough Riders bullpen in need of good innings, and they got him tonight. And without Churchy out of the bullpen, they still were did well with Alex Bees and Theo McDowell, Nick Starr, and Antoine Kelly, and did not allow a run on behalf of the relievers today for Frisco. 2-1 victory for the Rough Riders. Hope to see you again and have you along the way at 6:35 tomorrow. Pregame show at 6:20 from Dickey Stevens Park. That'll do it for us here from North Little Rock, Arkansas. Game two of the six-game series tomorrow night at 6:35. Until then, so long, everybody. Thanks for joining us from Arkansas. For Zach Bigley, I'm Josh Warden. Talk to you tomorrow evening from Arkansas on the Riders Baseball Network.
Thanks for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. And until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!